The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. This program may contain strong vulgar language. I don't know, cold. It's a fucking cold here. It's a cold episode. Here.
Cold. People are cold. People have cold.
Yeah.
I think we can talk a little bit about Satan.
Satan. That's right. We got Satan.
Hail Satan.
And his
communist.
Communist. And his
communist.
And Satan's private Power Ranger murderer.
Yeah. All right, we got a whole bunch of stuff. Spoilers of all kinds.
Hey, we're going to see if we can stretch this out for 2 hours.
Yeah, we'll stretch. It's a shit show. We have nothing planned.
Do you guys remember how to do this show?
No, not really.
I kind of do.
Let's see. Anyway, our opinions is only our opinions. It doesn't reflect anything from More Like Radio. But it should. But anyway, Jameson, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit that shit! Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson.
I'm Bill.
And I'm intern Joe Meyer.
That's right. And we are back live, well, recording live here at the Halfpenny Pub at Savo, 220 North Main Street. We're back from the holidays.
It's 2014.
2014.
We made it another year.
When's the last time we did a show? 2012?
3 weeks ago.
Much. Oh, all
right. 3 or 4 weeks, a month ago?
Did we have a show in December?
Yeah, we had one. Right before the holiday break we did.
Oh. Is that when I got over my AIDS and the next week I had AIDS again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got AIDS twice?
Yeah. James has done his third time.
You must have done some messed up crap last year.
Yeah, the outbreak monkey's out again around here. Everybody's getting sick again.
It's like we just keep passing it off to each other.
That's what happens when it's fucking 10 degrees below fucking zero.
It's fucking cold right now, internet. It is so goddamn cold.
Have your testicles retracted yet?
Yes, it is inside of me.
It's inside of me.
We're having a cold weather vortex. Is that what we're having?
It's called the Arctic vortex.
The Arctic vortex?
Is that what they're calling
this thing? Which I'm pretty sure is what they use in the day after tomorrow, right?
Can someone explain that to me?
Vortex? I thought that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger did as Mr. Freeze.
Maybe.
I thought he fucking broke out the Arctic vortex and...
Like, did Canada just, like, left the window open? Like, I thought it was supposed to block this shit, right?
Well, Canada's, like, looking at us like, ah, dicks.
Yeah, right?
Like, they're like, we're used to this shit.
Yeah. They're wearing a hat like Joe over here, and they're just fucking standing there going, what are you crying about?
Oh, my God.
Someone didn't pay the heating bill in America, and this is what happens.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Think what those fucking drones can come by with heat lamps or something?
Fucking Al Gore forgot to turn on his weather fucking global warming machine again. That's for sure. Like, I was in here actually around 3 in the afternoon because I lost internet in my house. So I had to work for the penny.
Yeah, because he lost internet.
He had to work from the bar.
Yeah.
Also, it was happy hour.
Yeah.
Well, I understand. We haven't done a show in a while. You wanted to make sure the bar was still here and that we had a spot still.
It was cold in here. Well, it was fucking freezing. And I think it was actually colder at 4 in the afternoon.
Does it have anything to do that we are broadcasting right next to a very large bay window?
Well, this was actually, it was colder here. I'm telling you, it was fucking cold.
Well, wait, hold on. I have a theory here.
Jay?
Yeah, well, it's warmer here now because there's a bunch of people in the bar.
Oh, yeah. It was just me and Jay and the warmth of our freaking laptops.
Well, Jay's got like 4 laptops. He could have heated this whole fucking bar, man, while leveling up his fucking Final Fantasy whatever.
Yeah, he was trying to level up. I saw.
Yeah, he was.
So, how were the holidays, everybody? Did you enjoy it?
Fucking wonderful.
Yeah, Jameson hates the holidays.
I fucking hate Christmas.
I'm right with them.
All the same, I have it on good authority that the holidays hate you.
True story. They do.
It's like they were talking, and they said, Jameson, nah.
No.
You
got shit in your stocking this year, didn't you?
Kwanzaa's considering you, but they heard about the white powder, and...
Yes, that's right.
My holiday
did you
was
see my own
rough.
Update today?
Yeah. Your holiday was good.
My holiday was awesome. I moved into a new apartment, and then everyone got me all the shit that I need for a new apartment.
Oh, shit.
Like appliances and appliances and a fleshlight.
Yeah. AdamandEve.com, man.
So you got fucking hooked the fuck up, huh?
Yeah, this was a good year for me. Yeah, I just turned 32, so I had a birthday the month before.
Yeah, we were there.
So you guys were there, yeah.
Nope,
and
I wasn't there.
You were not there. Well, that's why Christmas hates you.
I was there. Bill, you weren't there.
I was there. I forgot I was watching football. I'm like, oh, wait, I was supposed to go to Joe Meyer's surprise party. Yeah, fuck.
It was a good one, too. A lot of people showed up. I was there.
The football game or my party?
We had 17 fucking games on at that fucking bar.
I did, I just completely forgot. I was sitting there watching. I'm like, the fuck is everyone? Facebook's quiet.
Yeah, his party was so good that the host fucking puked and fucking got dragged out.
Nice.
It was pretty good.
Sorry, Robbie.
Aw, Rob.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I was there the next night at the Village Idiot eating with Jameson and gave me a recap.
That's true.
He gave me a recap of events. Good. As best as he can remember, anyway, because he apparently wasn't feeling too well either.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a good party, and everyone was there for a little bit, and then I showed up here, and then I don't know what happened.
Ruined the party.
I don't know what happened. No, it was good. It was good. But then we ended up here, and then I don't really know what happened.
And after that, it was time travel.
And you get sucked into the black hole of the penny and wake up 3 days later with no pants on. Gotcha.
Yeah, and an empty wallet.
Oh, Jay was working.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't even drink your 30th. I tried drinking. Didn't happen.
It's way too early for you guys.
I can't drink in the afternoon, man. I don't know
unless
what it is.
Unless it's a barbecue. I feel the same way. Like, I can't do day drinking that well anymore.
Me neither. My body tells me that when I start getting drunk, eventually it's, like, time to go to sleep. So doing that in the daytime, it really messes with my whole sleep schedule, and my body is... just doesn't have it.
You're all a bunch of faggots.
I know. Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Guy who blues like a 40.9.
A fucking guy wakes up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Guy wakes up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're fucking giving a shit.
I can't do it. I got 5 hours.
I don't hear from you either. You fucking wake up to go to work and you just fucking press a button on your laptop.
Oh yeah, man. It's not my problem. You guys have a shitty job.
I have a shitty job.
Not you.
It's great.
I love my job.
Nah, I'm about to quit mine. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm bored.
Can you quit the carnival?
No, not that. I've tried to do that.
His other day job. Oh. My day job.
Oh.
Selling Snooki perfume.
Oh. That what?
Yeah.
It's not even a joke.
I work for Perfume Mania. They love
what?
Me.
What? Yeah. Really?
I know. You look at me and you're like, Phil, you know the perfect job for you would be?
This guy is a social media director.
Are you in the mall?
No, in the kiosk, spraying anybody? I would have so much fun doing that.
And pretending to be from another country?
Just spraying people in the eyes, fucking with perfume and shit, and be like, oh, how's that smell?
I got a story for you guys about that sort of thing. It wasn't Perfume Mania. It was one of those kiosks there. Yeah. And there was these two cute girls working the thing, and it was a...
The sea salt?
It was a lotion. It was the sea salt. Yeah, that's what it was. It was the sea salt lotion. And there was two cute girls who were working it, and Rob was with me.
They took him by the hand? Come on.
Yeah, they got him. Hook, line, and sinker. They got him right away because he's a sucker for the pretty. I mean, who isn't? But I knew. They're in the middle of the mall. Yeah. You know, no attractive woman is just going to stand in the middle of the mall wanting to touch your hand unless she's going to sell you something. So he starts doing it, and he's talking to her, and the whole time... She is, like, rubbing his hand. He's spitting the best game he has ever, ever, ever spit to an attractive woman anywhere. And I'm actually impressed that he's actually doing it.
Yeah?
And I'm impressed that it appears to be working. But then she goes to, like, you know, ring him up, and he's like, oh
$250.
I wasn't going to pay for it. He was like, some exorbitant, like, 100 and something bucks.
Yep.
But the whole time, like, he's like, yeah, where are you from? He's like, oh, we're from... Israel?
Or Egypt.
Some made up thing.
Yeah.
some made up thing. Some country that doesn't. It's not real. And she's like, yeah, they train us
Kazakhstan.
There. And then they send us here to America to go and do this. Yeah.
But we come from fuck me my assatan.
Yeah. And
they're like, oh, yeah?
Rob could have completely bought that.
$280 for sea salt? Yeah.
And then she's like, how about you? You want to try? I'm like, no thanks. I got to go. Spencer's is having a sale.
I'll totally pay that much if you're rubbing it on my balls.
Yeah. Yeah, say, wait, if I buy this bottle, is the rub and tug included?
I don't know.
They like you feel so soft.
Yeah.
I know those kiosks. I remember those ladies there.
So that's what you do?
What? No.
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 Okay.
He's like a social media director.
I talk to soccer moms all day. I listen to their problems. They're like, it doesn't smell the way I remember it. I'm like... You want me to tell you? Like, sorry?
Your husband feels the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't matter how much you spray, it's still fishy.
You're not supposed to put it in your vagina.
I don't know, man. It's just, I get stories from people, and like I read them, and I'm like, who does this? I don't go to any companies that like I have a problem with, and go on their Facebook page and go, hey, I have to tell you a story about 2 weeks ago when I fucking tried to use your toothbrush, and next thing you know, fucking broke off and choked me, and like, like I don't like who bitches the company. Like,
but people do that because companies know that social media is a viable platform for people to vocalize their opinions.
You have to understand that these housewives have nothing to.
I know,
do.
And that's the thing. They talk to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, and they're like, well, is there anything? I'm like, yeah, hold on 1 second, and then I delete their message.
Yeah. See, but I'm seeing it's more and more companies are using like Facebook and Twitter to reach out to people because it's a public forum now.
Yeah.
So when you complain, someone else is going to see it because she's probably telling all of her friends and they're all going to see it. And then they're all going to start hitting their Facebook wall with their complaints or be like, yeah, she's totally right. Fuck you guys. We never buy anything.
All
and
I
then,
do is when there's one complaint, I go, hey, Perfumaniacs. Terrible. I'm like, tell me about your latest experience.
The Animaniacs?
Yeah. And like, tell me about your latest experience. And they just flood the wall with good shit so that bad one gets headed.
That's good. Yeah. See, and that's how you counteract it. And that's how they're getting better at it.
I just deal with soccer moms all day. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. You're on Facebook.
Oh, all the time. I know.
I see you and a man.
If you pop on Facebook between the hours of like 9 and 5, you're not allowed to say anything without me commenting. I have nothing to do to pass the time.
It's like, oh, my job sucks. You're on Facebook.
I know.
That's what you're doing.
Have you sat on Facebook for 8 hours?
How bad is your job that you're allowed to be on Facebook?
Well, I'm
not that is
it's
his
not
job.
That bad.
That
right?
is my job.
Oh, right. That's.
But, you know, his carny instincts jump in. He's like, you know, I'm not fooling any marks here with my tiny hands.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm only making as much money as this 8 hours is going to get me. I can spend this 8 hours at the carnival and make four times as much. But then I have to spend 8 hours at the carnival. That fucking kills
See,
me.
See, and now, well, I, and now well, I know. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought you exclusively just worked for doing the carnival
I'm
stuff.
I'm about to go back to that shit. I'm fucking... I hate waking up early. That's my biggest complaint.
I don't like waking up early either.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm such a night person, and just having to actually wake up, like, to an alarm drives me nuts. Yeah, I can't deal with it.
All right, I'm going to go for another whiskey here, and then we're going to jump into some stories. What we got here? Anything good? Anything you want to talk about?
Well, we're talking about the cold. We can talk about the pussy that was cold.
I want to talk about actually Facebook for a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah, I've been.
What do you got on Facebook?
I've been abstaining from it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good for you.
And I want to talk about my experience so far.
Why have you abstained from Facebook?
We'll talk about it when you get back from your whiskey break.
He's not going anywhere.
He just holds it up.
Remy.
Oh.
that's pretty much my break.
And there you go.
Oh,
there it is.
Sorry,
there
I forgot how the format of the show goes.
Yeah.
There isn't one.
It's Alfred gets whiskey. We talk about. Nonsense.
Did you do this on your own accord, or do you have
to do this? So, like, you know, on the topic of Facebook, and since I didn't realize that you spent so much time doing social stuff, this is interesting to know. So, yeah, I was on Facebook a lot because, you know, I've got a band and everyone needs to not come to my city shows, you know, shitty shows. But you need to know about them.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time on there, and I'm realizing, like, you know, I might have, like, an addiction to this. Because it's on my phone, it's on the iPad, computer, everything like that. You know, they sell the apps and shit like that with all your new devices. And it was definitely, like, pissing me off. Like, and I have a lot of friends on there. And, like, something like a little over 1,000 friends. Just, you know, from my travels and stuff like that. And I see what happens is the disparity between parts of the country where people get stuff faster than the other parts of the country.
Really?
Like... images of like memes and GIFs and like just stuff like that where I'll see something posted once and then I'll see it posted like a few weeks later 100 more times and it fills up my timeline of all this stuff that I've already seen and it's old hat at this point.
Yeah, me too. I feel that way.
I'm so tired. Plus, you know, at my age now, I've got people who are engaged or being divorced, getting married, or having babies and stuff like that.
Speaking of the holidays, you know how many fucking engagement rings I had to see this month?
Yeah, see, you know? I didn't see any of that this year.
You're not on Instagram? That's what I fucking
see,
hits you.
As soon as I see a girl gets engaged or married, I unfollow it.
Like,
you don't matter to me anymore. Oh, wait, I can't fuck you?
Actually,
you don't matter anymore.
Need a strongbow?
Because it's going to be nothing but, like, wedding pictures or nothing about...
Yeah.
It's just constant... It's weird, like, how Facebook is that way, where just, like, why instant gratification of just, like, me.
Yeah.
Look at me, look
and
at
I still don't understand the whole fucking let me take a picture of my food thing. That still blows my mind.
Yeah.
Every time I see, like, really?
Wait. This guy next to you is fucking nodding along. This fucker cooks shit.
No.
I get his
my
thing.
Food.
Yeah,
and I'll take a picture
in the morning
of
and he's
my
fucking,
food.
Because he's fucking hammered and he cooked it and he's proud of it. I get that.
He's like, look what I made without burning down the house.
Yeah. But other people would, like, order food.
But it's like, yeah, I went out to dinner and this is my sushi. How many fucking pictures of sushi? It all looks the same.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's sushi.
It's crazy. So I've been abstaining from Facebook for, it's been a month now, and it's been pretty awesome. Yeah, the first week was kind of tough. I found myself, like, my fingers just knew where to go for the app on my phone or on my iPad and stuff like that. And then after that, it just passed with, like, I never even had it, and it was great. So, but what I've come to find is I'm missing out on, like, invitations to, like, parties and birthdays and, like, concerts.
Face it, Joe Meyer, you're a loser now.
I still
you
have
don't get
to
get invited.
Yeah, yeah. And the first thing that what happened is some of my closer friends like notice right away. They're like, "Hey Joe," like I get a text message, and they say the first thing is like, "Hey Joe, why aren't you on Facebook anymore?" And then the second follow-up question is everything okay?
Are you trying to kill yourself? Are you depressed?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, are you depressed? Why are you not on Facebook? Why are you not sharing every moment of your life with everyone?
Joe. You don't know about your life, Joe.
Yeah.
They're saying
we
there's
need to
a
read
real
about you, Joe.
And I
Joe?
And I explain it like listen, I feel like Facebook and social media
fucking cold.
Facebook and social media makes people antisocial.
Yeah, we are antisocial.
We are antisocial, and it's on this because you can look at my timeline, your timeline, any of our timelines.
You know exactly what's going on,
and we know exactly what's going on. What you've been up to for the past 6, 7, 8, 9 months, years.
I bet you can look at my timeline and not know what I'm doing. You know what shows I'm working, but that's about it.
Okay,
you don't really know much about my life.
Some people, you know, post frequently
you
about everything.
You can tell when Jameson's feeling it though. Yeah. You get a really long emotional fucking Hal Klein Trio quote, and you're
that's a little bit after these guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You get those fucking emo bits.
That's when you can tell what Jameson's had a rough night.
Yeah. So, but you can take a glance, of course, at someone's life without actually even talking to them, and then you don't have to talk to them.
That's how I found out my ex girlfriend got divorced. I'm like, oh, look at that, she changed her name on there.
Did we find out if that's a true thing?
Yeah, pretty sure it is.
You're still pretty sure you didn't find out, though.
I'm like 90% sure.
All right. I still have to work on
that.
I didn't forget.
I need verbal confirmation.
I will confirm that.
I got spies. I got people doing dirty work for me. It's bad news.
I'm on it.
See, this is why, Facebook, for you, dirty work, people doing spies. I've had ex-girlfriends, like, spy on me, or I've had their girlfriends, like, spy on me and stuff like that.
Where
like,
are you?
I don't need that. No one needs to know what I'm doing all the time.
Foursquare to know exactly where
you are. That's why I'm always vague.
Well,
that's why you always. That's why you check in the Foursquare when you leave somewhere. And so if they show up later, you're like, oh.
I don't do Foursquare because that's fucking retarded.
Love it.
I had someone show up to a private birthday party.
Because you're in
Manhattan because someone else posted. This is a couple years ago. Someone was like, Joe Meyer is with X amount of people at a bar in Manhattan. And this girl, who was a fan of one of the bands, showed up. And she was like, hey, what's up? I'm a fan of the band. I thought maybe we could hang out.
You're
like, well, this is a birthday party. It's a private party, so I can't really. We can't hang. I'm here with my friends. I just want to have a good time with my friends.
But let me look at your tits.
And she,
worst rock star ever.
She got
what,
like,
the
fuck?
I would have been like, really?
She got
the bathroom is over there. I'll see you there in 2 minutes.
Yeah, she got really pissy with me, and she started yelling at me. She's like, I just thought it'd be cool if we could hang out, you know?
Well, you're the bassist, right?
Yeah.
So you're not used to it. I get it.
Take what you can get, bro. Take what you can get.
Well, and to me, like, this is just like, is this going to happen all the time now because people know where I am? And that's when I started being, like, more conscious about the things that I post.
That's the whole Foursquare thing. That's why I will never get into
that.
Yeah,
no Foursquare.
Let me check into this place. That's where I am. Everybody that wants to know where I am, come get me.
Or you just do what I do and you fuck with my ex-girlfriend and you fucking download a location spoofer.
See, I don't care enough about my ex-girlfriend to fuck with anybody.
Location spoofer?
Yeah, fucking. I say, like, I do it here. I'm like, I'm fucking at home. I say I'm in Sable and I check in here just to fucking piss Amanda off.
But how do you... Can you do that without actually being physically here?
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. I want the fucking Touchstone app for the jukebox to work because I want to spoof my location to say I'm here when I'm at home and just put on the worst music I can in the jukebox and so they're fucking forced to listen to my shit.
Bunkhouse.
I do that because I get like a gay bar from my vicinity of my house.
Nice.
He used to do it for the bunkhouse. So the bunkhouse used to just fucking play music.
The gay bar.
Yeah.
Gay bar.
And then I'll do something gay, really gay, and then I'll just put in Pantera right after it.
It's like, it's raining men.
Walk.
Fucking hostile.
I don't know if they have it or not, but.
So anyway, that's my Facebook thing, just abstaining from it.
Are you happier now?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Does it really
matter? Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah, because I was on it so often, and I used to see so much. It was just crap. Just all this nonsensical, uninformed political rants.
That's why I rip those people apart.
You miss me talking shit to everybody.
Well, I do miss that, yeah.
But
I miss that.
You know how you can tell you're addicted to Facebook? Take your Facebook app off the first, like, three pages of your phone and put it in a folder.
I don't have an app. I just go through the fucking.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you're like frustrated that it takes you so long to get to Facebook, you might have a problem.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, like I said, I can't delete it off my phone because it's with an Android and it's just on there. I tried to, and they said, "Fuck me, no."
Like we own you.
Yeah, that we own Facebook owns your phone. So that's a good idea. I'm going to do that right now, actually.
What? Because I did that on my iPhone. I accidentally deleted an app, and my Facebook moved over one thing, and I went to automatically go to it. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I had to put something else there, so it was right where it belonged. Because when it wasn't in the right spot, it fucked me all up. I know I'm addicted to Facebook. I can't.
Yeah, you are. You're definitely addicted to Facebook.
But it's part of your job.
Yeah, you know? If it wasn't, I fucking still fucking talk
shit. No, yeah, it's not part of his job, man.
It's just I like to talk shit, and people fucking throw softballs.
Without a doubt, anytime if I say anything, without further notice, you'll see Bill with like some sort of retarded rebuttal right underneath it.
Basically, like, the best thing about it is I don't really give a flying fuck what anyone says. I just want to argue with someone. I just try to draw someone into an argument in fucking the comments. That's
people say like they have there's this new like social anxiety of being away from Facebook. Like every 5 to 10, 15 minutes, people feel like if they're not on some sort of a social media,
they feel like
they're missing out or something.
I'm honestly not that bad. I really don't.
And a lot of people who don't have anxiety or they'll experience it for. And have no idea, like, why are they having
the anxiety? Yeah. They don't realize it's because of media, the social aspect of it.
When my phone dies, I'm one of the happiest people in the world.
That's why I stopped really posting a lot on Facebook, because I would have, like, family members that I don't even accept their friendship and start, like, messaging me, like, ha, 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 that was very funny. I'm like, oh,
that is very funny.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I thought I fucking blocked you. Like, you're supposed not to see how much drinks I fucking,
yeah. I tell people all the time, like, if I accept family members, I go, fuck.
Please, your family member drinks just as much as you.
They do, but still, man, you know.
See, that's the problem. You just gotta fucking act like you really act. Like, my whole family already knows I'm an asshole.
That's what I do.
They fucking know.
Let them know right away.
They see me post something, they're like, are you alright? I'm like, I'm fucking fine. They're like, okay, see you in Christmas.
I have my cousin's husband. They live upstate. And we went up there for, my other cousin's wedding. And we're outside, we're smoking a cigarette or some shit, we're bullshitting, having a drink together. And he's like, James, I have to tell you. He's like, I Facebook stalk you. He's like, I can't help it. He's like, but the shit that you write is so ridiculous that I find myself, like, at least every time I go on, checking to see what you're doing. You know, like, to see what you're saying, because it's just the most crazy. This is a couple of years back where I was just like, you know,
on a
tear fucking all the time, just writing dumb shit and fucking, you know. Last night I got so wasted, I woke up with my fucking shoes on my head. Like, it's just fucking retarded. Something stupid.
Most people can get, I almost got fired because of fucking Google Plus.
Oh, Google Plus is really? Son of a bitch.
I'm a bartender, so I won't ever have that issue.
You know, I didn't even know that it was on a public thing. I thought I'd put that shit all on private, right?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. They change their privacy settings all the time on you. All of
them. Yeah, and they usually reset, too,
so
when they do it.
You know, I was just joking around. I was saying, like, you know, if I'm going to bury my coworker underneath the fucking data center floorboards. Something along the lines.
And that got to the higher-ups?
Yeah.
P.S. You're fired again because you said it on air.
No, this guy's already gone anyway. It's like
he's already
this manager that I never see. You know, I see him once a year. He would come down to the office, and
what's
his fucking name? Hurwitz, Mark Hurwitz, fucking guy. And then he fucking I called out. I didn't even call out sick.
I
told
feel like
him
this
that
is gonna be racist.
I'm gonna take. You know, I took off. I took off one day. This is when I was working every fucking day. So I took off one day to go on like on a bar crawl.
And he juju, didn't he?
No, yeah, he Googled me. He fucking Googled me. I'm like, why would you Google me? You have my phone number.
He saw on Google Plus that you were out doing a bar crawl?
No. He saw that particular.
That he said that he was going to bury the coworker on
the
floor.
Oh, that, okay.
I had to go in, like, it's like, you gotta, you know, he flew from fucking wherever he was from,
Israel.
And then he can't. You're the one making a racist. I'm just telling him.
Oh, Bill Reese.
I'm just trying to see where it goes.
He fucking flies down. He's like, he brings me into a room. He's like, we're going to have to bring HR in here. It's like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to bring this up, but once we couldn't get a hold of you. My wife decided to Google you.
Oh,
to
yeah.
See
excuse?
To see if you were still alive or anything, if you got arrested. I'm like, yeah, bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
Pin it on the wife.
Yeah. So that's when he found that, and then he's like, we're going to have to bring fucking HR into this because, you know, I don't know an employee who's going to kill people until it's too late, until they kill people.
You know, it's a funny thing, but shit like that happens now.
Shit like that
it
happens?
It does happen like that.
And I was, you know, I had to go through, like, I thought they were just like, you have to go through anger management. And all this stuff, you know, I had to fucking mediate with a fucking a third-party HR. Our HR couldn't even get into it. A third-party HR, I had to talk to him, like, look, this is fucking retarded. You know, this is stupid. Like, I just said something silly on the internet.
Mm. About some fat bitch that
you
I
were,
fucking
You
ate.
Were venting, yeah.
I was venting. Mm-hmm.
See, I do that from time to time as well. I passively, or yeah. at least I used to, I passively, aggressively mention something about my job, but never by name Ooh. Or never by yeah. company. I don't ever say that. See, just for fear that someone might see
I don't bitch on Facebook about it. I tell my bosses, like, you guys fucking suck. You guys are assholes.
Right, well,
like,
for those right, of us who it. Don't have balls of apparently steel.
Or our bartenders, right? You can tell your boss to go fuck yourself.
Right, yeah. Where we have people with HR.
You know, I'm like, this is bullshit. And, like, should I get my lawyers into this? Because it sounds like bullshit. And he's like, I'll tell you right now, if you bring your lawyers into here... You're definitely not going to get a job around here. But I'm like, why would you Google me if you had all these contacts? You know I work with 6 other people who do exactly what I do, who have my number. My number is there in the employee list. Like, why would you just Google me out of anyway?
That's why when I fucking rant and rave, I fucking know I'm putting up something psychotic. Yeah. I only hired one person. Diddy's sister, my ex-boss. I'm like, I don't need her to see me fucking ranting and raving just in case I need a job again.
Right then or there, like, I was like, and I'm like, can they really Smart. Fire me for this shit? And they can. New York can fire you for whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, has people ever been, like, fired for posting shit online? Sure enough. Yeah. Stupider things have been said, and people got fired for it.
Because they could take it as a real threat, just like if someone were to call in a bomb threat on a school or something like that. Even though there's no real threat, the fact that you make people panic. Dude.
This is why I give Elvis credit, because that day I figured out that's a smart reason why you have a stupid nickname.
Yeah.
Like
stupid nickname that he goes by everywhere.
Yeah, well, he gave himself that nickname, man.
No, you can't do that. You can't give yourself a nickname.
That's what I said.
It's fucking bullshit.
I never call him that. I never call him Elvis. Like,
I gave myself my own nom de plume.
Well, that's funnier. Well, you gave yourself
but that's not necessarily a nickname until everybody started calling you.
It's your life. IJM.
Well, that's the thing, is all of my social media and stuff like that.
IJM.
Is IJM or it's some derivative of that. Yeah. Never my full name or anything like that. So if you were to try and Google search me, with just
but
my
it has your full name,
but it doesn't have a middle initial. But the thing about it is, you don't find anything Joseph Meyer. It's Joseph Meyer, and the only people who know that are the people who know me, band members, fans, you guys, and stuff like that. Yeah. So you know, I don't fill out my job forms.
So what are you saying? You don't have a lot of friends, fans, or something?
Oh,
in between
not
there.
Anymore. Oh. Not since I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, because you abandoned everyone.
I have nothing.
Everyone what about your Eddie? He does all the band stuff on the social media networks, right?
He does Facebook. We kind of all split it up. I do Twitter.
Okay.
He's handling Facebook. Corey does the Instagram stuff. James does nothing.
See, that's organized. We should do something like
not
that.
Not you.
You know? Instead, one of us posts on the Facebook group and we're all like, oh, I have something to say too. And then we fucking have like 5 posts that day and nothing again for a
month. No, you got to split it up and then have every... But the thing is, you have to split it up. You have to have someone like consistently moderate it.
Yeah, well, we don't have a moderator.
Being that I don't have my laptop because this guy's been sleeping on it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. My bus, Joe.
And my desktop isn't set up because I'm fucking redoing that room.
Uh-huh.
I do everything from my fucking phone. Yeah. So I can't like... I can't fucking share things on certain pages. I just can't. It's not that feasible from doing it from here.
Well, Joe Meyer, if you want to be involved on an Elvis and Alpha Show game, it's keep tweeting all fucked up shit to Jameson. And we have all these fucked up conversations about Jameson, like him fucking donkeys and shit like that. And we see how long it takes him to realize what we're saying about him on Twitter.
Yes, that's right. You can follow that at JMO Cures Cancer.
I haven't looked in probably like 4 or 5 months.
You can follow the Elvis and Alfred Show here on our Facebook page since we're talking about it.
Tweet Jameson.
Yes, please tweet all your dick pics and all your...
At Jameson Cures Cancer.
At JMO Cures Cancer. JMO
Cures Cancer.
Oh, JMO Cures Cancer.
On Instagram, is
there's not
at
enough
Jameson
letters
Cures
to make
cancer.
A Jameson Cures Cancer.
I'm at Al Takes Pictures on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Alfred to the Max. You can follow the Elvis and Alfred Show here at Elvis Alfred Show.
And I'm Bill is evil on everything.
And I'm Jameson Cures Cancer on Instagram.
And Joe Meyer is no longer on Facebook. So.
Joe Meyer says, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Still on Twitter, though.
Yep, he's doing the Twitter.
It's Joe Meyer.
Yeah, for iIgnite and for himself.
That's a good thing your full name's not there. Let's play a song, Jameson.
Now, do you still find yourselves more on Twitter now?
We're definitely.
Are you more of a twat?
So
now?
You got.
We're definitely getting more traffic to the.
You
Twitter
get
pages.
More. That's where you get your fix, baby.
Yeah, he's still getting it.
Yeah, but I'm getting.
It's less than Facebook.
Less
I hear you.
Because it, you can only. You
Twitter
gotta,
sucks.
You got to narrow it down to 140 characters,
yeah.
And it's got to be important. It's not a long, diatribe of crap or photos all the time.
Oh,
and,
God,
you know,
I hate that.
I think
shit.
Twitter's the dumbest fucking social media network.
You know, I love Twitter.
I think people are starting to gravitate towards medium social media that's shorter forms, like Twitter and Instagram.
Or like Vine is easier now.
And Vine. Because it actually it features less information. It's not people putting their whole lives on
it. Anything that your parents don't quite comprehend.
But I feel like if you have Facebook, you don't need Instagram or Twitter because it's all
fucking Facebook
same
is just like right. Your friend, like the whole entire bulletin board. Instagram, is, for me, Instagram is just pictures.
Right.
You know, Twitter is just small little snippets. Just little blurbs.
Why would I want to go on Twitter and be like, oh, so Alfred just took a shit. Cool.
I don't say that. I would say something randomly more funnier than that.
Yeah, I try to entertain with something,
Alfred's
you know.
Like, my shit looks like Bill Cosby. I would stretch it.
That's
see?
You
get
it.
Now I want to see that. If you tweeted, my shit looks like Bill Cosby.
It's all for the toilet.
Then if you posted the picture on fucking Instagram, I'd go over and check
that's
it
out. That's what
I'm
saying.
I would put a heart on there.
You get a heart on it. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a heart on
right
now. But
if you put it on Facebook, I don't give a shit.
Anyway, yeah,
let's
go break for a song here. Jameson, you want to bring us in?
Yeah, we're actually going to do a song from the Bouncing Souls. They just did a week of their Home for the Holidays shows over at Asbury Park at the Stone Pony. Just going to play something off of, we'll go with So Jersey off of the Gold record from 2006. So if this is the Bouncing Souls, check it out.
The sun shines brightly on a Jersey afternoon. He walked in his parents' footsteps on his way home from school. Those ties that were so sweet also burned under his feet. Now he's ready to walk a path that is new. And he can't turn back. He can't turn back. She's driving down the same old road to Bounce to Christmas.
have to drop it anyway.
Guys, the building fucks it up. You gotta do it all the time. Don't change the volume. He can turn it down, the volume, if it sounds too loud. And that was the Bouncing Souls with So Jersey off of the Gold record from 2006. And if you get a chance, check them out. I think they're going back out on tour soon.
Yes, that's right. We got them on our... what label do we have them on? Fuck, I keep forgetting. Asian Man?
No, Bouncing Souls, I think it's Fat, no?
Yeah, Fat Records. Fatrec.com. That's right. We had our old music show episode about... 2 weeks ago. I guess three episodes.
Oh, whatever. It was there.
Yeah, it was long, man. It was 2 hours worth.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. I had to do a twofer of Bouncing Souls in that episode.
Did you?
I had to. I was like, I got to fill it. And I was like, it was Christmas Day of all days, too, that I had to fucking record.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Like, you know, we were talking about it. I'm like, it's going to air on Christmas. Like, I don't know, like, how many people actually listen, but...
Oops.
Nobody knew. So welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show. We're on Thursdays, and every Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. You also have our replays on Friday nights around 12:30, Saturday morning, I guess. I still say that's Friday night to me.
Prime time.
Yeah. I guess.
Maybe prime time for the internet, probably, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone's up at all hours.
Everybody has a podcast now.
Yeah.
Everybody. Preston Ellis has a fucking podcast. The author of fucking American Psycho.
Oh, so who's Preston Ellis? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, this guy has a podcast right now?
I'm still fucking mad. So mad they're remaking it.
Oh, American Psycho?
Yeah.
They're going to remake it?
And make it modern. Like, it's all about the 80s, no, like, lavish.
It's not going to work.
No, it's not.
Dumb idea.
I still haven't watched American Psycho 2 with Mila Kunis stuff.
Well, they told you that sequel?
Yeah. That's what I said. I had to buy it.
Two sequels.
Two sequels? Sure.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I didn't see the third one. I have the second one sitting there. Mila Kunis is the killer in
But
that
I have
one,
to tell so. You, fucking, the other day I heard that they interviewed, what's his face?
Jason Bateman. Well, the guy who played him was saying,
Point Break. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
They were saying that they want to remake Point Break and they want him to be in it. And he goes, "I'm not going to do that. Why would I touch a classic?" It was genius. I think that was the best response.
I just love that
anything ever.
I just love that he considers it like he's like, yeah, it's classic. It is. I did it.
It is.
I agree,
classic.
But I mean,
but it's for the classic fact that Keanu.
That's a little like presumptuous to be like, yeah, it's classic. Fuck you, I'm not doing it.
But he wants.
But
to
now he's doing Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah, so that's okay. Great.
In 15 years, he's gonna be like 47 Ronin. Who wants to remake that? That's a classic.
Well, my thing is, there's so many things about Bill and Ted 3 I don't understand.
This one, is coming from
just because of Rufus. Fuck it.
Yes, well, that's
he's
one.
Dead.
No, there's
big
so many other people
deal.
Who play
but,
Rufus.
Yes, all right, but no, fine. You don't change the character.
You don't have to change it.
Wow, you guys are really up in arms about this.
I'm getting very amped up on this right now.
I love Bill and Ted.
No, I get that. I do. I love Bill and Ted too. But where the fuck do you see a telephone booth?
But here's the thing.
You don't.
In Bill and Ted 2.
Yes, they come back old.
They're old.
Yes.
Right? So Rufus is going to be dead regardless.
But they still have a telephone booth. I don't understand. If I saw a telephone booth up here anywhere
maybe
right
maybe they'll
now,
fucking base it in England.
I'd be weirded out.
So Keanu Reeves is current,
and then be fucking Doctor Who, and then I got to fucking argue retarded. With fucking some of the facts that goes on here.
And now we have a Doctor Who, Bill and Ted crossover battle.
Yeah.
It's better left for Reddit.
Alex Winter's not doing anything. You know?
I know, so he wants to do this.
Of course he does.
I just want more evil Bill.
He hasn't done anything since fucking Lost Boys.
I think like Louis C.K. could be like the new Rufus. He can be in there.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, you want to make it black?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do
Bill
Craig
wants
Robinson
to blacken
then.
Everything up. You
bigger
know
and blacker.
How about fucking Kevin Hart?
No.
He's so annoying. I don't know.
Greg Robinson. Greg Robinson should be it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll give you that. Craig Robinson's awesome.
The other Lauren two, Fishburne.
Worst.
Ice Cube.
Lauren Fishburne or Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence.
Do Lawrence Fishburne.
Lauren Fishburne. Lawrence's lesser talented half-sister.
Her too.
Or we could do Sinbad. He's not doing anything, right?
What?
Coming out there with that zebra cabaricci.
Are we just throwing out ridiculous black names right now? What's dude, RuPaul doing lately?
Nothing. He'll be in the new Hollywood. Remember that
he
dude
has that fucking drag race show.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah, she's busy with. I mean, he. She. It's busy with drag race.
So Keanu says, I'm open to the idea of that. I think it's pretty surreal playing Bill and Ted at 50. You know? But we have a good story in that. You can see the life and joy of those characters. I think the world can always use some life and joy. You know, like, you know, San Remus, do we have to, like, relive fucking the 90s San Dimas.
High school football rules.
We get to see how Wild Stallions became to be the best
band
ever.
Well, the story would have been at 50, Bill and Ted still hasn't made it. And they had all this time, and they figured out, like, if we're supposed to save the world, how come we haven't done it yet? So they're going back to the future to figure out, like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
So they're gonna have a DeLorean?
I don't know, man. Is that you or me?
You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
It can't be me.
That's me.
Because I was playing this.
Pardon the interruption.
What's this?
San Dimas High School Football. Oh, it's
the Ataris. Good call.
I was playing them anyway after this.
Not this. Oh, time. That would have been a great segue.
It would have been perfect.
That's our segue for another half hour. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Ataris because I have some more to say about them.
I'm all for fucking Bill and Ted's 3. I'm going to watch the fuck out of it.
Because I'm
a big fan.
Listen, just because I'm bitching about it doesn't mean I'm not going to see it. I just don't understand the fucking telephone booth.
And shit.
You'll get over it.
I probably will.
Jesus Christ.
Either I'll bitch about that's what ruined the movie.
I will not see it in the theaters. I will wait for Netflix.
I'm totally going to see it.
Oh, man. I remember watching Midnight Bill Showing. And Ted 2, Bogus Journey. It was like me, my little brother, and my dad were the only people in the theaters. I dragged my dad to the worst movies possible when I was a kid. And I'm so sorry, Dad. Rest in peace, brother. But I'm like,
he fucking loved it.
That's what sent him to his
grave.
You know,
Bill and Ted's 2, Howard the Duck. You know, I dragged
Howard the Duck. Why can't we get remakes of that?
Howard the Duck needs
or
to be a remake.
Or a sequel to Howard the Duck.
Instead
or
of all these, like, yeah.
A sequel or a remake to Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, okay. God, it does not hold up. Did you try watching it, like, recently?
What, Flight of the Navigator?
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't hold up at
12
shit,
to 15 years.
I just want to know what Gremlins
3
is.
It does not hold up, because I saw
Gremlins
that.
Gremlins 3?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
They could do Gremlins 3, dude, but it like could be all CGI and shit.
A new Pee-wee would be great.
Yeah. Well, they said they were, like, that was in the works, and then he fucking did something again and fucked it up.
Yeah, I don't know what he does.
Cocaine, Paul Reubens?
Sure. Yeah. Cocaine and masturbating.
Well, he had the fucking Paul Reubens. Pee-wee's Playhouse, like, set on
Broadway. They did the Broadway, yeah.
3 years ago?
Yeah, and it was huge.
It was great.
And they said, like, yeah, we're going to do Pee-wee something, and then it was like, eh, never mind.
It was good. Did you watch it?
They aired it
on HBO.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Paging
and
Mr.
it was
Herman.
Great. And they made it like an adult version.
Paging Mr. Yeah. Herman.
And Lauren Fishburne didn't want to come back for that one either, huh?
No, he didn't.
Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing when you see a picture of him like that. You're like, damn.
Speaking of Broadway shows, I just heard on 1010 Winds on the way over here, and I laughed my ass off when I heard it. The Bridges of Madison County is coming to Broadway.
It's already on there.
What?
I saw it when I went to see Once on Broadway. It was like Bridges of Madison County. How the fuck?
They made that a play?
I have so many questions.
You ever watched the movie
about that
Clint Eastwood?
No.
fucking Meryl Streep?
No.
Yeah. What's the other Clint Eastwood movie?
It's fucking weird,
that
dude.
He's a racist and he's like, get off my lawn.
Gran Torino.
Yeah. Why don't they make that into a fucking Broadway
I would
play?
Watch that.
That.
I'd say that.
So just have an old Clint
Go
Eastwood.
Go grab me
character.
A beer, dragon lady.
Yeah. It's just yelling at a fucking little Asian fucking boy.
Joe, can I ask you something? How old are you that you're listening to 1010 Win on the way to the bar?
old enough where I forgot my iPod in the apartment. That's how old I am.
Can I have another
I left the iPod in the house.
I was like, tell me that's what your driving around music, your cruising music is.
No.
You got the static going and you're like...
No, you know, I like 1010 Winds because it gives me traffic updates and news and weather.
You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you
the weather. Well, my commutes in and out of the city, I like to listen to it. But, I left my iPod at home, so that's what came on instead. And when they said that, I was like, British is Madison County. How many people actually really saw that? And how many people are going to go see the play
about that?
I've
never
seen
that
movie. I've
never
seen the movie.
Never
I saw
to.
The movie.
I can't imagine that being a
Can
good...
We do Bill
so one
Broadway?
Out of four people have seen Bridges of Madison County.
And
I really am.
It's the guy that sees every fucking movie in the world, so it doesn't count.
Well, he's a cinephile.
I want to say
Don't
a cinephile.
Don't call him that. He dates chicks his own age.
I watch a lot of movies, but I never say that I'm a fucking cinephile or like a movie buff. Lauren Fishburne. All right,
I'll say it.
Yeah.
You're a cinephile.
If I throw out any movie, you've seen it.
Pretty much. Maybe. I don't know. Depends.
You ever see Gridlocked?
Yes.
See?
Of course I see Gridlocked. How would I not see Gridlocked?
Great movie, bro. Fucking awesome.
Tim
movie.
Roth, fucking Tupac, stabbing each other in the alleyway.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I love that everything he brings up involves Tupac.
Well, I'm just going off.
And by Tupac, I mean Lawrence Fishburne, fucking Kevin Hart. And, yeah.
What?
They're all the same.
You're bringing the black back into black comedy on the Elvis and Alfred show here.
I'm at Gang Related.
Yeah, it's Gang Related.
You see that movie?
Which one?
Gang Related.
I don't know what you're talking about. See?
Jim Belushi. Tupac.
Jim Belushi was in a movie with fucking Tupac.
Yeah.
I think I just killed Joe Meyer.
I think you just killed the show.
I never do. I think that's why we get the highest ratings on this.
You just lost a significant portion of your listenership.
Have you not listened to any other show? More like radio.
White supremacist Jameson over
no,
here.
No, no. We're getting rid of that. Thank you. That moniker has to go.
Yeah, he's trying to whitewash that
that's,
out.
That's okay. See, phrasing... White.
Yeah.
Did you use it correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're a moniker.
The audience is heckling white power Jameson.
Yeah. I'll be like to see that go to. Thanks, anyway. Remy. I'm working on my third whiskey here.
Second, third whiskey?
The third, second.
What? Right? Yeah, good.
I'm good. I'm cool.
All right, moving along here.
Remy keeping us warm over at the table.
Let's see what else we got here. You got any other stories you want to talk about? Because I have them.
There's a bunch here.
Do you drink too much?
Yes.
Here's next how topic. You can tell.
Absolutely.
Yes, next topic.
Here's how you can tell. You read this story.
I haven't read it.
You're well, at this table.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is calling from regressing.deadspin.com.
Love Deadspin.
Do you drink too much? Here's how you can tell. Are you drinking now?
Yes. No, while you're drinking, while you're drinking your drink, are you thinking about your next drink?
Now that the holidays are over, a bit reflection is in order. The days were short, the nights are long, and the awkward forced social interactions are all too frequent. Many of us breeze through uncomfortable office holiday parties. I hate holiday parties. Or family dinners with the aid of alcohol. Some drank too much, others drank way too much. Not surprisingly. Let's see here. Blah blah blah. First attempt, blah, blah, blah. Let's go down here.
Just alcohol, get to the part when they say yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to see. Okay. To be diagnosed with alcohol use disorder, one must exhibit a problematic pattern of alcohol use, not just an isolated holiday binge. Okay. Alcohol is often taken in large amounts or over a longer periods that was intended for. This is bullshit.
The Elvis and Alfred here? Show has now become a PSA for alcohol.
Well, I just love the craving or a strong desire or urge to use alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Uh-huh.
Just to use it? I don't know. Recurrent alcohol use resulting in a failure to fulfill major role obligations at work, school, or home. See? No.
here comes the defense of the functionary.
This is our first stage of what's that? Denial. So
yeah.
No.
No.
That's a one.
We're gonna get down everything needs to be done.
We're
at
gonna
all
get
times.
Down to the bottom of the list and be like, well, I could see that a little bit. I mean, I guess that kind of.
At the end of the show, we're all sobered up and we're never gonna have a drink again.
It's not gonna be the E&A show anymore. It's gonna be the AA.
Does
show.
Any of you have a continued alcohol use despite having persistent or recurrent social or interpersonal problems?
What's the question again? Do we have what?
Do you keep using alcohol besides having persistent or recurrent social and interpersonal problems caused by exacerbated by the effects of alcohol?
Just read the last one. The last applicable.
Can you just read the ones that you can actually read?
I'm reading them all.
I know you're trying to read them all. I mean the ones that you can actually sound out
I'm,
the words.
I'm telling you, just the last one. Go ahead.
Exacerbate.
Exacerbate.
It's kind of like masturbate, but not.
Tolerance that's shown by diminished effect when drinking the usual amount or a need of...
Diminished effect right here.
Alfred, you drunk. Give me your keys.
It's just the usual amount.
Alfred, you're drunk. Give me your whiskey.
It's just the usual amount. He's good.
Yeah, man. Drink the normal bottle amount, right? How much whiskey comes in a regular bottle of...
That's one serving per bottle, right?
That's one serving, right?
Enough to get Alfred buzzed.
No one's breaking Jameson's balls for drinking a coffee that big.
It's a fucking hot chocolate. Thank you very much. It's freezing out.
I don't like this. Stop it. Where'd you put that, Bill?
So close.
I just read the bullet points. I wasn't expecting you to fucking read the whole story.
Well, I don't drink too much. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't have a drinking problem.
The answer to the question is, do we drink too much?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Short answer, yes.
Nah, I don't have a drinking problem. I'm the one that's having fun. If you can't handle it, it's your problem.
So you have the drinking problem, not me.
So if you or someone you know seems to have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, do two things. Tally up the number of drinks that person consumes in an average week, and review symptoms provided above. If there's an issue, reach out to a health professional. Hey, James, while you're on the phone there, can you just...
I told my doctor. My doctor actually came to me because I had to take a whole blood test, physical and shit, you know. And he's like, well, your liver is not good, but it's not bad. And I'm like, all right. It's like, how much do you drink? I'm like, I don't know, about like 4 or 5 or 6 whiskeys. It's like, a week? I'm like, no. Every 3 days? He's like, you got to slow down, man.
See, and that would concern me right away that the doctor would say that, well, your liver's not great, but it's not bad either. Like, yeah. Even the fact that it's
obviously
questionable about the functionality of one of my bodily organs.
Alfred. Yeah.
I already had a failing bodily organ too.
So, you know. My gallbladder.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the little blue pill.
No.
Oh.
And then I'm like,
I took the red one.
He's like, he's like, look at me. You know, I exercise all the time. I fucking all this and that. I'm like, all right. It's like, I'll take heed to your advice or something. Like 4 months later, he has like a stroke.
Yeah.
You know? The most healthiest guy, and here I am, bugging, you know.
Drinking, not having strokes.
Not having, you know, I still go to him, too.
Feeling great.
Time for
the rest
doctor.
Of my family, they never, don't even see this motherfucker anymore. I'm the only one. And he's like, you know, he can't even write his scripts anymore. He had, like, his son come in to write the scripts. I'm like, yo, dude, like, you're not doing good, sir.
His script writing hand is the side that went all stroke.
He's like, what happened to the rest of your...
Yeah, a little strokey.
I mean, how do you tell the handwriting from someone who doesn't? But,
yeah,
you know.
What's the difference between a doctor with a stroke and a regular doctor? Because I can't read shit.
And he's like, you know... I was like, all right, look at you, man. Look, do I continue fucking drinking every day or be like you, fucking...
Having a stroke.
Having a stroke.
Getting all stroked out.
Yeah, they say the more you drink, the less likely you'll be to have a stroke.
Yeah, because you're
whiskey, thins wine your blood.
It's thinning your blood, and you're relaxing when you do it, so your stress maybe comes down. And you know, but it's just like anything else.
Fuck your liver.
Moderation.
Moderation.
Moderately fuck your liver.
Yeah.
I know I'm not.
Moderately.
Yeah, plus I'm not an alcoholic. I know I'm not. I don't wake up and say, I need fucking alcohol. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I'm like, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I might have a drink.
Alfred,
you'll never know if you've had enough unless you drink in excess. That's the way I
That's
see.
True.
If you're
don't
here
know.
Doing this show on an almost weekly basis, I think it's safe to say that you don't have a big enough drinking problem.
Yeah.
Big enough.
Yeah, that's coming from Mitch Joe Meyer, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't trust
the
anyone
guy who's
Facebook.
Drinking hot chocolate at the radio show.
I don't trust
Cheers!
I don't trust anyone in a communist hat and doesn't have a Facebook. It's un-American.
We're not communist anymore. Are we?
I don't know.
I know nothing of third world.
I know I should have fucking picked out stories, man.
I got nothing here. There's other ones. You just fucking happen to pick a fucking lame one.
That was yours. You don't want to put it there.
Can we talk about the Grammys for a second?
What's going on with the Grammys?
Metallica is playing the Grammys.
Why?
What else?
I don't know, actually. I didn't check into it, but they are doing a collaboration with a pianist. Who has
sure they are
the first and last name is the same word, like Lang Lang,
like
something.
Lang Lang,
yeah,
Lang Lang,
like,
the fucking,
yeah,
like
I could see them doing it with piano and orchestra with
anything,
one of their songs.
Yeah,
anything's got to be better than what they did with fucking Lou Reed.
Oh my goodness,
what did they do
so
for Lou?
Terrible.
You didn't hear that fucking album?
Oh, it was
and Lou Reed?
So bad.
No, what happened?
What happened?
I'm not even gonna tell you. Just listen to it.
Oh,
just listen.
It was a pretty bad
YouTube
idea.
It right now. Just YouTube it right now. The fucking
is it on Spotify?
It might be.
What is it? Tribute to Lou Reed?
Just it's Metallica and Lou Reed, I believe.
And the album was called Lulu.
Oh, Lulu.
Oh, come on.
L-U-L-U.
You even picked out anything better than Lulu?
Nope, that was it.
Oh.
And they did some sort of a major television performance like the Grammys with him on it. And I watched it for about 30 seconds, and then Lou started singing, and I turned it off.
Tell me it wasn't like a slow-motion car wreck.
It
was like,
that's when you saw David Bowie was like, yes!
Yeah.
Fuck you, Lou!
Yeah, that's what it was.
David Bowie hated
like.
Fucking Lou Reed. Lou Reed hated David Bowie.
Dude, you're literally sitting there watching going, this can't be serious.
That sucks. I love Lou Reed, too.
Oh, there
Lou Reed is great.
See, I'm not
this
a fan.
Was not.
You're not a fan of Lou Reed?
No, I don't like the way he sings.
This was not a career high point.
You probably don't like fucking early David Bowie then.
Probably not. No.
Ziggy Stardust.
I'm probably. When was Major Tom released? What part of
his? Oh, that's definitely fucking 70.
What part of David Bowie's career was that?
That's way early. After the fucking glam rock shit.
Okay, I like that stuff.
But it's still early.
It's definitely early. Yeah. Lou Reed Memorial. Oh, I gotta hear this.
No, it's
shit.
Not the memorial because it's he was singing with them.
No, no, it's Lulu.
It was before he died.
It's called Lulu.
Yeah, the name of the album is Lulu.
L-U-L-U.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely one of the weirdest collaborations in music of
by
recent
weird,
memory.
You mean terrible.
Terribly, yeah, and weird.
You spelt it the wrong way, yeah. Stupid.
I'm all
L-U-L-U.
For collaboration. I think it's really cool when bands.
Lulu. I thought it was L-O-U, L-O-U.
I just spelled it
just
three
spelled
times.
It seven times, at least.
I think it's really cool when bands do stuff like where they do
but
cross
Metallica
genre
fucking
and
sucks.
Stuff like that.
Fuck Metallica in their face.
I'll always be a Metallica fan, no matter how old they are. I'll always listen to it. I'm not always going to like it, what they put out, but
I mean,
I'll always listen.
Ride the Lightning, fucking,
yeah.
You know.
Injustice for All.
Injustice for All.
See, I liked everything up until Saint Anchor.
Saint Anchor.
I liked everything up until Saint Anchor. Even the Load and Reload albums were cool by me. Mm. It was cool. But the Saint Anchor album was not very good, and the one they put, Death Magnetic, was okay. It was all right.
It was better than fucking...
It was better than Saint Anger, yeah. But Saint Anger. Still not in my top five Metallica albums. I don't know if you guys have a large
Metallica.
I hold Metallica
up there with fucking Pearl Jam. Audience. It's like, all right, you got some good shit, but the rest of it sucks.
Here's a little bit of it. This is from YouTube here, so I'm going to probably have an ad here. Let's see.
Is this for Lunesta?
Oh yeah, I remember this album. They actually have this. It's one of the worst fucking albums ever. Get on with it. Let's see here. Oh my god.
It sounds like someone doing karaoke terribly.
Yeah, I feel like Lou Reed is doing
sounds
karaoke.
Sounds like a half penny on a Monday night.
Oh god,
that's Hetfield.
No, oh, that's Hetfield. Again, it, Lars, you play the drums. I ain't making it over you. Oh, what? What?
Huh?
State worker.
What?
If I waggle my ass like a dog prostitute.
What? Is this real?
Yeah, this is real.
I don't think anyone's actually listened to this album all the way through.
Oh, this is rough.
Oh, dear listeners of Alfred's and Alfred Show, we are very sorry you had to hear that, but it needed to be done.
Oh. Wow.
I know.
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah.
You thought I was just kidding when I thought it was the fucking.
Now, you guys should hear that on the new Lou Reed headphones.
Yeah. Does it make it sound better?
Before he dies, he makes headphones.
Does it mute the vocals?
I think it was something that he was working on, and they probably rushed it into production after he passed so they could cash in on it. I don't know what they sound like or anything like that. But
maybe he was working on a sequel to the Metallica album, and he fucking dropped dead when he listened back to it. I can't do this again.
There is one Lou Reed song that I enjoy. It's not really a Lou Reed song. It's a Velvet Underground song. It's a Venus in Furs.
Yeah, it's a good one,
it's
man.
It's the one song that I feel it sounds the least like the Velvet Underground, and I think that's why I like it. And Dave Navarro did a cover on it on his solo album a couple years ago, and I like that version. That's the first time I ever heard it, and someone played me Lou Reed, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a cover. Didn't realize it. And I tried to give Lou Reed a real chance, and Velvet Underground, and I just couldn't get into anything else of theirs except for that one song.
There's a lot I love. I'll make you a mix.
Please don't.
Oh, I will.
You can. I won't listen.
Oh, well. Anyway, we're coming down.
Turn the CD into a coaster.
We're coming down to our first hour here.
Oh, are we already?
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to play a little...
You're playing?
You want to do it? We might as well play the Atari since we actually talked about it.
We alluded to that. We can't
spoiler!
Lie to people now.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good segue.
Fucking lying to people and shit.
All right, so the Ataris are actually going to be doing a reunion with the whole band that did So Long Astoria, which had the Boys of Summer and all that fucking...
Their
poppiest
commercial
album, the most commercial album. So they'll be getting back together. It's Chris Rowe, obviously, with Mike D, Johnny, and Chris Kidd. So they'll be doing that, I think, in the next 2 or 3 months. They're supposed to be getting it together. So they'll be playing Gramercy. I believe it was in March.
Cool.
So we're gonna
check them out.
Yeah, definitely.
I like the Gramercy.
Off of that album, we're going to play the Ataris with Takeoffs and Landings. That was the Ataris with Takeoffs and Landings off of So Long Astoria. Make sure that you check them out when they're on tour. A couple months. Look into it. And we'll catch you when we get back on for the second hour. And we're good?
Yep.
All right.
That's right. Welcome back to hour two of the Elvis and Alfred Show here on More Like Radio, morelikeradio.com, Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. And our replays sometime between 12:30 a.m. on Fridays or Saturdays or some shit. I'm Alfred still.
I'm Jameson.
I'm still Bill.
I'm still intern Joe Meyer.
Intern Joe Meyer. It's Joe Meyer.
And Elvis is sucking cock somewhere. I didn't even know he wasn't going to be here tonight. I thought he was actually. I thought we were going to have a full team tonight.
Nope.
We were coming back after
we were coming
2 months.
Next week either. We're not going to have Elvis.
No, wonderful.
Oh, you're giving people.
You mean I
got to
do this again?
Why? What? You could if you like. What? You don't like?
I don't.
You don't like the Alfred flavor right now?
I'm not doubting the Alfred flavor.
We haven't had a full show. Yeah, we haven't had
We had the one full show, and we all got sick again, and that was it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like fucking downward.
The outbreak monkey is in between us right now because we're all going to have full-blown AIDS directly after this show.
Most likely.
Yeah, because I know I'm getting sick right now.
My voice is
going. Oh, boy.
So.
Here we go.
So
I just got healthy again. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. You got that Magic Johnson fucking stem cell research shit.
$1 million injected into directly.
Because now I have the AIDS. I got the full blown. I feel it coming on.
He just puts money in his face.
You know,
that's how you cure it.
Magic Johnson does not have HIV.
It's fucking gold. Just melt down that gold and fucking inject it. Fucking
do you remember? All right, we were all young enough when like we heard Magic Johnson had AIDS.
Yeah.
Or HIV.
Yeah.
Or cancer.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to die like next year.
We were all scared.
Well, I was scared.
We were all scared.
Weren't you scared?
No, I was a Bulls fan.
Do you
I was kind
of
hoping.
How big of a deal they made out of AIDS?
Yeah.
Back then? It was like, oh my God, he's got AIDS. He's fucking dead.
And the gay plague? Like, everybody's making quilts?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How big is that quilt now?
Dude.
Did they stop making it?
No.
Uh-huh.
It's a giant fucking red quilt ribbon.
Where do they keep something like that?
I have no idea. The same place where they keep the fucking cure for Magic Johnson.
I was gonna say, maybe they
locked in the same vault.
So it's in a bank.
I hope they don't mistake it one day for like a Macy's Day balloon or anything, and they fucking blow it up going down the fucking on Thanksgiving. It'd be a very awkward Thanksgiving.
That's what we get. So that's what we get here.
Following Garfield, we have
AIDS.
Speaking
in all
of
its
AIDS.
Entirety.
We're going to start plugging shit since we're plugging AIDS here.
What are you plugging?
Everything. I want to plug everything that we have. Everything that we need to do just to get it over with.
AIDS is finally funny.
It's Joe Meyer has a show coming up this Saturday. Right?
Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still on the AIDS bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so okay. Bring your red ribbons. Make sure you put that on your lapels this Saturday. At Even Flow Bar.
In Bayshore.
In Bayshore.
And Joe will sign your red ribbons.
Yes.
I'm the Magic Johnson of the music world.
Yes. He will suck your stem cells right out of you. Spit it right into Magic Johnson's face. That's what's going to happen.
What's happening right now?
Everyone has AIDS.
We all have it. We're all getting sick again. Make sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Welcome to the Elvis and AIDS Show.
Yeah.
More like radio.com.
Don't forget to get your AIDS vaccine. Oh, you guys don't have that?
Bill Rees still has full blown AIDS.
My only true pal. I'm in a recession.
My only bright star.
Well, you got AIDS.
Can we just make the next hour of Team America?
Yeah.
We could do it.
That or, you know, like there's a bunch of Family Guy musicals about AIDS, and South Park did one. We could just do the whole second hour AIDS musicals.
Good.
There was a band I played a show with in Texas called Full Blown AIDS.
Nice.
Their EP was called There Is No Cure.
Oh.
It was awful.
Was it awful?
It was like a train wreck, and you had to see it to believe it.
I wouldn't.
The singer
would know with a name like that, I wanted them to be good. Like I thought it would be like Vicious or something like the Dead Boys.
No, it was like you know who's that guy who shat all over himself and used to cut himself on stage?
Allen?
It was like a G.G. Allen show, which I've only seen photos of.
Who was this?
It's a band called Full Blown AIDS.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. No. It's full blown chaos, is what I
remember. Next, on your vinyl purchase.
No, here's a story. You guys want to do stories about AIDS and stuff like that. So I stayed with this guy. He was the singer of the band he called Full Blown AIDS, and he showed us his EP and everything like that, and showed us some videos of what his shows are like. I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. You're pretty crazy, dude. He was like a music writer or a review or something like that. So we stayed at his house, and we would see him a few times over the next couple of months when we came through to Texas. And the last time we saw him, we stayed at his place, and he had just broken up with his girlfriend of like a long time. And he told us that he ripped out his heart, you know, that saying. So what had happened was he had gotten a heart tattoo with him and the girlfriend's name in it.
Like
a year before or something like that. So he was really heartbroken, and he felt like the best way to, like, you know, since he's got that tattoo, it's a permanent reminder. He felt the best way to remove the tattoo was to actually cut the tattoo off. Nice.
Oh, my God. No, I knew it. You were going there. I knew you were going there. Don't tell me.
He cut the tattoo off. He didn't do it while we were there. But he cut the tattoo off, and then he... what he did is...
tell me it was, like, on his chest.
It was on his...
Probably on his arm.
I think it was like his abdomen or something like that.
Oh,
here. He cut it off.
Why would you?
And what he did was he took the paper napkin that he used to blot it with, and it made the heart shape in blood. And he thought it was really artsy and cool. So he framed it and he gave it to us.
Nice.
Cool.
And you still have it?
I don't have it. It was in one of the buses that we had. I don't know if they still have it or not. But he was like, hey, guys, I got you a gift. And he wrapped it up and he gave it. He was like, oh, cool. What is that? Is that watercolor? And he was like,
it's my blood.
That's my blood.
And now you have full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. And so long story short.
Story comes full circle.
To go.
I have AIDS. Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you take a picture of it? I would like to see.
Oh, yeah. We took pictures. I'm sure I could dig them up somewhere. I can't do it tonight.
You know, just edit on our Facebook page.
I can't because I'm not on Facebook.
You can tweet it to us.
I could tweet it if I could find it.
So,
it,
Joe.
That's my full-blown AIDS story.
Start plugging. What do you have for this Saturday?
Saturday, we're doing a special acoustic performance. We're coming out of hibernation. We haven't played in a couple of months because everyone's sick of us and we suck.
You don't suck. I haven't seen you.
It's not official unless
you've
seen it.
I'll tell you straight up.
So we're doing an acoustic performance on Saturday at the Even Flow Bar and Bay Show, which is a great bar locally. If you have local listeners, please go and patronize the bar. They have great wings. They have over 40 different wing sauces, and they're each named after
the
local
one
bands.
Wings on Long Island.
Yeah. Best.
Whoa!
They are great.
I think they're like 5 years
they
running.
Have a
or
no way.
Three
spicy
years
Thai
running,
peanut.
Like
I will take the Pepsi challenge on that
they
one,
have
sir.
Some really great wings, and they also the owner Danny is a great guy. He totally and fully supports like the scene. Like he's one of the few guys who still has all ages shows.
Can you tell him to work on his fucking PA system if he...
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
It's not the best sounding PA, but...
Well, acoustic.
I don't know. We're going to find out on Saturday.
Well, I'll be there because I got nothing else going on Saturday. Yeah, oh, no, shit. I can't. It's fucking...
It's something else important I have to do.
Every time you have a show like that, there's something else I got to do. And I can say because he ain't going to listen. It's Mikey B's surprise birthday party.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, I can't play. I can't do my show either. I have to be there for that.
You're not going to be there?
No, I'll be there at some point. But it's going to be special because it'll be my debut guitar playing performance for a crowd that is not my mother.
That's why I want to be there.
Playing guitar?
Yeah, that's what I said, dude. Yeah. I'm like, I want to see Joe Meyer.
Guitar. I play guitar like I play bass. No,
you're playing guitar.
I'm playing guitar.
Is this a solo thing? Or is it
With iIgnite. It's with the guys. We're doing acoustic renditions of our songs. Yeah. But my other guitar player is in Dubai. Living in the Burj Khalifa right now, doing the fireworks thing.
Oh, he's with Grucci?
Yeah, he's with Grucci.
My friend's also over there.
He is a Grucci.
You know Brian Getz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's over there doing it too.
So while he's over there, I don't know who agreed to this show, because I found out about it last Thursday, and they're like, oh yeah, we're playing a show. I'm like, you're going to tell me? No.
Oh, man.
So I picked up a guitar, and I learned how to play his parts, and I'm like playing leads. And
who's
like,
playing bass?
There'll be no bass. It'll be me, my other guitar player, and our vocalist.
I'll just
lend
you my acoustic bass and fucking...
I feel the songs would benefit from having two guitars. Right. And I have never played an acoustic bass for anyone, really. I've either sang and done backup vocals, or I've not appeared. So, but for this one, I'm doing acoustic guitar, and we're only doing a couple of songs, but it's cool because we haven't done anything in a while. And
is that the it's not the same show with Whiskey Hotel.
See, one of these days I will see iIgnite.
You should go because you get iIgnite flavored wings. And you can throw them at them if they're fucking terrible.
You can get the iIgnite. Oh, they're not terrible though. They're great. It's
no, I say throw them at you if you're terrible.
Oh yeah, throw
I
them.
I feel like
at
the only
me.
Place
yeah.
I want to go see iIgnite is at a strip club.
I want to see that. Again? I wanted to go to that show,
so
but I had like something to
it
do
was
that
so
day
good.
Too.
Oh, just to see Joe Meyer awkwardly fucking stare into a black girl's asshole while he's playing.
I would pay to see
and
that.
Get lost.
I said it before, but it's worth mentioning. Was I staring into the abyss?
I was like, yes. Wow.
Or was the abyss?
I didn't know you could make that
me.
Pucker like that.
Holy shit, did that just wink at me?
Yeah.
Dude, it was a giant black ass. It wasn't even like it was like a tiny little thin. No, this woman. It was a woman. She was in probably late 30s.
Excuse me, miss. I can see your baby.
Yeah.
I can see your baby's hanging out.
Yeah, it was brutal. She was a large thing.
That's hilarious.
She was voluptuous, I should say.
Actually, that's the first time I met Joe Meyer.
You usually never have that like that at the
That was
scene?
The first time
you met at the strip club? No, not at the strip club. We did the show like the day after or something like that, a week after. And you came on the show to talk
O'Brien's,
about it.
Yeah. Let me tell you, we did that show and it was funny because I had some good stories about that experience. My girlfriend at the time got so bent out of shape.
Really?
Really?
She's like, really? That's what you're going to talk about? That's what you guys talk about? You talk about the strip club? And I was like, well,
you
yeah.
You just came from the strip club.
It was
like a week.
It was
like
a funny story.
So your ex-girlfriend, I have a story about her. Went to the OL Amore at Katie's.
Uh-oh.
And she was bartending. I don't remember who the fuck she is. I've met her three times maybe since you started dating her. So I'm hanging out at the bar, and she's like, can I buy you a drink? I'm like, no, I'm not drinking, you know. She's like, all right. I ordered like a ginger ale or something. I was hanging out. She's like, well, if you want a drink, let me know. I said, all right, thank you. So I walked back over to the bar, I ordered another ginger ale. She's like, can I buy you a drink so maybe the next time I'm at the Paramount, you're not an asshole to me? I was like, wait a second, was I an asshole to you? She's like, yeah. It's like I came up for water and you like told me to fuck off or something like that. I was like, I have absolutely no recollection. And had I have known who you were, I probably would have given you the water. But it's pretty funny that it's your ex-girlfriend. I totally treat her like a piece of shit. So you're welcome at the same time as not knowing who the fuck she is.
There's no need to treat anyone like shit. No, it's not. No reason for that. No need for any of that.
There's no need for it, but it's funny.
It's kind of funny, yeah. I chuckle at it.
Right.
What were we talking about?
AIDS. AIDS.
Everyone's got AIDS.
Now we're talking about your show at Even Flow.
Oh,
it's
we're
gonna
plugging
be this
stuff.
Saturday.
Yeah, we're plugging stuff this Saturday. Also, we are going to record new material, so we have some more music to put on the show.
Okay.
For all the loyal listeners on
Sick.
The on the Alfred Show, as it appears
the
to be.
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
The Elvis.
We were just
show.
Talking about it last week. Going to rebranding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have no idea. Do you have a good name for a radio show for our caliber of what we do?
The four assholes
we're
will not work.
Show?
Yeah, we've got to rebrand it somehow. Because it's not just Elvis and Alfred anymore. Plus, who knows how long either Elvis or Alfred's going
to
be on this show.
Oh, see, they try to make an exit.
Why? Is it because you have AIDS?
There's an exit plan.
Yeah. But I don't have the Magic Johnson kind.
We're just throwing the AIDS word.
Just got the fucking African monkey fucking kind.
And so, plus, since like... If you Google my name, this show comes up.
Well, that's what it's all about.
So you got to keep you off the radar now.
So
you want to
get
you in trouble with HR
that's
again.
That's kind of awesome, though, because it's your show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my show anymore.
It's
your show and your show.
No. You guys started. It's still your
show.
So
is this an open thing now?
It's the
Bill just call it the Jameson Show because it's fucking awesome.
All right, so
you fuck my balls.
For all the Elvis and Alfred listeners out there, they're going to rebrand the show, and I guess we're going to take suggestions for
the
name of the show.
Because
we
have
need
the
to
name
rebrand
out, but we already have the name out there.
We have a website. It's official.
Yeah, for another year.
We also have BillandJameson.com,
when
too.
When the domain runs out.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take your suggestions. You guys can, I don't know, tweet it to Elvis and Alfred Show.
Go on Facebook so I can
see. Yeah, you can actually, as for now, internet, you can still find us and all our updates on our Facebook page, The Elvis and Alfred
Except
Show.
Except for shows, I've been slacking. I have to fucking get my computer fixed by some fucking...
Yeah, get like a real Indian, man. I'm not like, you know... I'll get you a real Indian to fucking fix that shit.
But I will announce some shows on Friday. We're actually going to go see OL Amore. So if you guys want to see the Elvis and Alfred Show,
yes!
People in
where is that?
At the Emporium.
It's at the Emporium.
Oh, motherfucker!
So OL Amore will be playing at the Emporium Friday, January 10th.
full show. Just OL Moore. Just like them.
What is it, two or three sets? It's going to be at least. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, God. It's Joe like Meyer. Four, you want to go hours. Friday?
You were there last time. I want to go. I just feel like I'm...
Oh, he's got better things to do, he's saying. He's going to wash his hair.
Go fuck yourself. So, Saturday...
I feel like I'm the only one who gets so excited when they
Friday,
play.
Friday, I...
You get overly hyped.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you very
me
much.
Me and Jason are... I'm like, dude, they're so good. I made a Spotify fucking playlist of their cover songs.
You got to share that to me.
Of the actual songs that they covered.
Nice. They're two playlists, just back-to-back. Exactly the way they play it, too.
What time is it? Is there still tickets available for that? I'll go. I got nothing to go on Friday.
We get guest list, bro. Don't worry about it.
I remember what I have to do on Friday. I have to have AIDS on Friday.
Okay. So, Joe Meyer sucks.
Don't worry about it, man. Bring that shit to the fucking show.
Listen, I got more shows to announce. Okay. You guys are fucking butting into my shit. This is my time, nigga.
Sorry, brother.
All right, so January 11th, it's Saturday, but we have Whiskey Hotel is playing at Revolution with... Nonstop to Cairo, Oogie Wawa, like four or five other bands.
Ooh,
and they have
good.
Four kegs that need to be drank that night.
What are they?
Oh, is that the keg party?
Yeah, it's a nonstop keg party.
Nice.
What do you mean a nonstop? I thought a whole bar is just a nonstop keg party.
I mean, it's basically what it is, but that's what they're calling it.
But they have four kegs that they want to
keg. They got to promote it somehow.
What's the name of the beer? Is that four
kegs? It's on the flyer. I don't have the flyer in front of me. We'll go post it up.
Okay.
Also, Saturday, we have a comedy show at the Paramount. And also on Saturday, we have Iron Sheik and Splurge at the Woodshop.
Fuck!
So it's two shows that I can't go see that I wish I could go see because I'll be working the comedy show.
Joe Meyer. It's in Brooklyn, right? That's the one that...
Yeah, the Woodshop in Brooklyn.
Yeah, fuck. He was just telling me the last time I was at the Paramount about that show.
Then Wednesday, January 15th.
Do you like Iron Sheik? I like Iron Sheik.
I don't think I've heard them yet.
Oh, dude.
Or him.
I'm going to hook
Iron
you
Sheik,
up.
It's,
oh, apparently Joe hasn't been listening to the show.
Nah. What's to make you that Lou Reed mix CD I'm going to make you?
We're going to fill you in with some Iron Sheik really quick.
We're going to put in Iron Sheik songs every couple songs. Oh,
have you guys had Iron Sheik on the show before?
Yeah.
I've had it's just one guy on a guitar, right?
No, it's
old Ironside.
Oh, old Ironside. It's one man with a guitar and a beard.
Yeah, it's Jarrett.
Right, okay. Yeah, him I like. Okay.
This is Iron Sheik.
They were saying that it just came out 2 months ago. They were saying one of the best punk albums that came out in 2013.
They just signed with Bridge Nine. It's Jay Labrano.
Right away, this
Small Arms Dealer.
Used to be at Death Row Records, Holbrook Zone.
Right away, that sounds like who does 45 RPM? Oh, that old 45s. What? Gaslight Anthem. Sounds like Gaslight Anthem. A little bit.
Here's a little part.
You like that one?
I like.
Yeah, this sounds very much Gaslight Anthem-ish.
You know what? We're down to for a musical break here.
Are we ready for a musical break? I'm still plugging fucking shows.
Want to plug more shows?
Yeah, we'll plug a couple more shows, and then we'll go into Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
Let me get back to it. So, January 15th, it's a Wednesday. We have these people over at Revolution, and... DJ fucking...
Well, come on. Jazzy Jeff.
Daryl. Daryl Palumbo from Bastion.
DJ Daryl Palumbo.
DJ Daryl. He'll be DJing after this. And also, Whiskey Hotel will be doing a benefit over at Evenflow, where Joe Meyer will be playing Saturday.
Are you playing that one, too?
No.
No, it's the only show we'll be playing until we release the new music.
Okay. We got Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at the Paramount on January 18th, Saturday.
That should be a good show.
Maybe I'll go to that one.
Mephiscopheles at Revolution.
I'd rather go to that.
Friday, January 24th.
Yeah, I don't really have any shows to go in January, man.
That's basically all I got for fucking January.
I'm going to see Kim Gordon. at the MoMA on PS1.
Who?
What? Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just me. Nobody gives a fuck about Sonic Youth but me. Sonic Youth.
I remember them.
Sonic Tooth.
Is that the toothbrush?
Sonic Tooth?
Yeah.
Nah, Sonic
Youth.
No,
I'm sure it's probably a band too.
Nah. All right, now that we just shot down Alfred's dreams and knowing what the fuck he was talking about, let's play music.
No. You guys just, you know.
Play some new Chic.
All right, this one's coming from the newest album, The Constant One, from Iron Chic. This one's called Don't Drive Angry. That was Iron Chic with Don't Drive Angry off their newest album, The Constant One, off of Bridge 9 record.
That's a good tune. I like that.
So they're going to be heading out on tour. They're actually doing a 3-month, I think, U.S. tour and a 2-month European tour.
That's right.
So that's going to be kicking off in the next couple of months.
Piss, I can't go to that Saturday show.
Well, they're doing a bunch of shows. I'll get the dates together.
I want to
see
them
announcing shows.
Yeah. All right. That'll be good.
But we have to get to one before they take off.
Yes. That... one I definitely want to see. I
keep telling Bruno, I'm like, Bruno, take me on tour. Bruno, take me on tour.
Why not?
I'm
you like, know, you can do the grip and shit, right?
Come on, let me do. I'll do whatever. I'll be fucking guitar tech, drum tech, fucking.
Be the drug guy. You can just find out fucking.
You have sex with all the girls.
Yeah.
Band-Aid buffer.
Yeah. Joe Meyer knows
you
that.
You suck my balls, and you might be able to meet them.
No, I didn't have a Band-Aid buffer. I had to deal directly with them.
Oh.
Yeah, face to face. I didn't have.
It's such a terrible jam.
I didn't have anyone to, you know, filter through all the nasties. I had to do it myself. Well. I had to get my own hands dirty.
Take me with you on tour.
I would. I would love to take people on tour with me. It'd be a lot of fun.
What's your handle on Twitter again? Joe Meyer?
At It's Joe Meyer.
All right. You can find us again on the Elvis Alfred Show at Elvis Alfred Show. You can find me at Alfred to the Max. You can find Elvis Cage at Elvis Cage on every platform. He's on everything.
On FarmersOnly.com now, too.
Yeah, Christian Mingle, Blacks for Blacks, Jews for Jews.
J-Date.
J-Date. He's all over the place.
Bill is evil. Just Google it. You'll find me.
Jameson Cures Cancer on Instagram. JMO Cures Cancer on fucking Twitter that I never use.
Remember, so. Dick pics to JMO Cures Cancer.
Yeah. If you got a band out there.
Let me see those cacks.
Yeah. If you have a band, do you know somebody in the band? Tell them you can send their shit to the Elvis and Alfred Show. Just make sure you don't suck. Because if you suck, we're not going to play it. That's plain and simple.
We'll probably respond to you that
unless
you suck.
You suck
pretty much.
So
I've done it. I've done it plenty of times.
Unless your friend's band sucks so terribly bad you want us to fucking bash them, we might do that.
We'll do that too. We have done that as well.
Yeah, we I would enjoy.
You guys do public shamings?
Yes, need to.
Because I feel like most of these sometimes,
Mom,
it's only been a handful that these bands go on, and like everybody just keeps telling them, like, you're good. In reality, you just suck.
Someone needs to tell them that.
Somebody
bad.
Needs to be that dude saying, like, don't listen to them because, in quite, to be honest,
they're your friends and they love you and they're going to tell you that you're great.
You
but
suck.
You're not.
And,
yeah.
And to be fair, horrible. On this show, I was going to say there's like 3.5 assholes because, you know, sometimes one of us can be in a good mood, but no, there's pretty much 4 assholes on this show at any given time. So.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm an asshole all the time.
I feel like I'm the, less
shut up,
less
Alfred.
Asshole. Right?
Maybe.
I'm not.
You know what it is? You just when you're an asshole, you want to defend it.
What do you mean? Being an asshole.
You're like you make your case for being an asshole. You're like this sucks because where I'm just like fuck this, I don't care. This guy's like I fucking checked out 20 minutes ago.
Bill doesn't have to defend his assholeness.
Yeah, I just fucking don't like him. Fuck him.
All right. What about this guy? What about your Power Ranger guy who was an asshole?
This guy, apparently he was an asshole more than once, too. That's what's fucking fucked up. But Skylar Dalon.
Ah, gross. This is coming from PerezHilton.com.
I went to the real, I went to Fox
Speaking
News.
Speaking of assholes.
I went to Fox News for more credible
stuff. Perez Hilton.
But
he sucks so much cock.
Wait, read the headline on that, Bill. What's the headline?
Former Power Rangers actor.
Why can't he just get fat again? He was funnier when he was fat.
To death.
I thought he was still
yacht
fat.
Killings.
Nah, he's fucking skinny.
In a yacht killing?
Yeah.
A yacht. How does a Power Ranger get on a yacht in the first place?
how do you not spot a Power Ranger on a yacht?
He morphs and calls it like he does with his fucking dinosaurs. How else do you get on a yacht?
Does the yacht turn into a dinosaur?
First off, before we go into this, I've never watched the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers because I would never get
it. Yeah,
I've
never
shit.
Got into it either.
What is
it.
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
It's basically Voltron, live-action Voltron.
But what do they morph into?
They morph into ninjas, and then they call on these fucking robot dinosaurs that combine to make one giant fucking
dinosaur.
Robot that fights things.
Okay.
It was an Asian fucking show that they Americanized to a point.
It was still that terrible.
Well, it was horrible.
I think it's important to
know. I remember the hot little fucking pink Power Ranger.
Right.
Yes.
And the yellow one.
The one was in fucking
she was Asian.
Felicity.
Yeah, Amy Jo Johnson, and the Yellow Ranger hit a wall and died because, you know,
Amy
car accident agents.
I think it's important to note when the show first was conceptualized for American audiences, they filmed American actors performing all the live action stuff, but they still used the Japanese footage for all the battle scenes for the dinosaurs.
Like and this is like my cousin from the Philippines would tell me about this show
that...
Not the Americanized one, but they used to be called like...
The Super Sentai Rangers.
Yeah, and I'm like, this
my cousin,
ridiculous.
Who's been on the show before, Will, he watches the Japanese version with no subtitles and knows what the fuck is going on. Doesn't speak Japanese.
Well, it's not like you really need a lot of the dialogue to figure out what's going to happen.
Giant robots but the fighting fucking aliens.
But the Japanese version is like so much like darker. Like this one, it's like, you know, oh, look, giant monster. Let's go fight him. Oh, no. Over there, Power Rangers die. They replace them. They have funerals
it,
for
is
them.
It, on, it's like, less like a kid's show and more of like a...
It's like a soap opera almost with robots.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like people die. There's blood. They have funerals and shit.
I was going to say, like, it's like you don't really need great dialogue to make that show work.
Yeah, no. It's just... but over there, it's apparently a lot deeper. But anyway... apparently the second
it's a lot deeper.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. My cousin goes to fucking conventions and pick these guys up at the fucking airport and shit. Like, he's their ride. I'm not going to get into all that. But apparently the second Red Ranger from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, 29-year-old Skylar DeLon, was convicted of killing Tom and Jackie Hawks of Prescott, Arizona. Prosecutors say that the Long Beach man and a teen actor in a Power Ranger TV series feigned interest in buying the couple's yacht and killed him during a test cruise in 2004.
What?
Yep.
So he this is him. 10 years ago?
Oh, my God.
And he just got convicted this week.
Yep. Wow. DeLon overpowered them on a test cruise, tied them to
of
an anchor.
Of course he did. He's a Power Ranger.
Tied them to an anchor and tossed them into the Pacific Ocean.
Wow. That's pretty epic. Yeah. I mean, it's awful that they lost their lives. It's terrible.
I feel like he did like this way, like an old Bond film, you know?
People don't die like that.
But people die, and rich assholes like that should probably
I'm going to tie you to the anchor, see?
Yeah, that's like Snidely Whiplash stuff. Oh, like people being tied to a railroad track.
I feel like he had to give like a monologue of why he's doing this and how he's going to get away with it.
Whiplash, Rocky and Bullwinkle, buddy.
It turns into like a Bond villain where he's got him tied up and he's giving away all the details of his evil plan. But first, I'm going to steal your boat. Then I'm going to tie you up. Then I'm going to drop you into the sea.
This gets even worse because after the yacht killings, DeLon and his then wife Jennifer Henderson scrubbed the boat clean with bleach wipes in Newport Harbor. They couldn't even fucking scrub for a mop here. They were just like bleach wipes. The Hawks' bodies were never found. Three others were also convicted in related charges. DeLon was also convicted in 2003 killing of John Jarvie, an Anaheim man he met working on a work furlong program.
Oh, so they killed before.
Wait, he was convicted? He was accused?
No, he was convicted in 2003 of convicting someone else.
But can you get sentenced? I thought there was a double jeopardy thing here, where if you're convicted of one crime, you can't be convicted again.
This is a separate crime. This is another crime.
Say you killed this person and you got away with it.
You can't be convicted of killing that person again,
even if there's.
You can't be retried.
Yeah, okay. You can't be retried on, like OJ.
Yeah.
Well, OJ had a civil trial.
Say
and
I killed
regular.
The two of you, but they only brought up charges on you.
Okay.
Right, I killed you, and I got away with it.
Okay.
Now they found more evidence, but they didn't convict me of his murder. They could retry me on the fact that I killed him also, and bring that in.
But they can't. He can't bring up charges that he killed you again. They can't be like, well, we found more shit to prove that.
It would just work against him in the case against you.
Well, do you want to hear how the defense defended him? Sure you do.
Absolutely.
The defense had pleaded with jurors to help spare his client's life, arguing DeLon was accused, was abused by a drug-dealing father and
neglecting child.
And abandoned by his mother, leaving him predisposed to violence.
Oh, join the club, dude.
His attorneys were upfront about his guilt in the murders from the beginning.
Child. Hoping to see killing people through anchors and
hoping to maintain his credibility when he asked them to recommend a sentence of life in prison without parole.
You mean they didn't release him on his own recognizance as the second Red Power Ranger?
Oh! Well, he's got the means to get away. He could just fucking morph and be Don and fucking, you know.
We better lock him up.
Where the fuck's Zordon when you need him? I know way too much about that show.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
Yeah, you do.
I think you're collectively between
I fucking hated that
me,
show.
Me, Alfred, and Will know way too much.
Because it wasn't just Power Rangers, but they did like a couple spin-off, like close to the Power Rangers.
Oh.
And I have no idea anything about those.
I can't remember what they were, but my cousin watched all them too. They're fucking one with a motorcycle. I remember that. I was like, I don't get this.
I couldn't even tell you, man.
I'm like, this guy can't be that badass fighting crime on a motorcycle. Why don't they just shoot him?
I was watching Saved
by the
Bell.
Hang on a second. Batman rode a bat cycle.
Batman's a bitch. Don't get me involved in that.
Batman is awesome.
You know what? We're having a nice time, and let's not get into it.
Oh, yeah. My superpowers, I'm rich, and I'm fucking my parents died.
This is a pretty cool superpower. Well, the second one is not so cool.
With Tony Stark, he's like, I'm rich and fuck you. I'm Iron Man. I don't have to fucking hide. Yeah.
One, here are your options. One, different. I'm Spider-Man.
Two, fuck you.
It's like Spider-Man wishes he has Batman and Iron Man superpowers.
Well, we got like 10 more minutes
well,
left in the show.
That
let's talk about
superpower
Satan.
Of his parents being dead.
Yeah, let's talk about Satan.
You want to talk about Satan?
I want to talk about Satan every day.
Hail Satan.
Let's talk about Satan.
Hail Satan.
Maybe they can use this guy, like, you know.
I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
So tell me Satan. What you want.
I want Satan. And why not have Satan?
Why are we talking about Satan now?
Because I love Satan.
Oh, okay.
No, but let me find this fucking story here. Did anybody else have it fucking
I have it right here.
Okay. You want to bring it up? You don't have it ready?
No.
It's just Satan.
So Satanists Satan. Unveil statue for Oklahoma Capitol. It does not disappoint. The Satanic Church that applied for a permit to erect a monument of Satan next to the Ten Commandments monument at the Oklahoma State Capitol building
and
has unveiled its proposed design.
See, this is the number one thing about anything like that is location, location, location.
Look at it, though. Look at this. Look
it's amazing.
Dude, it's better than the Mall Santa I had to look at. It looks
look
a little
the
less evil.
Next to them smiling.
This is the
dude. It's Obama. It's Obama as a child.
The gold head with ass above, ass below.
Can you guys post photos? Do you guys keep a blog for the show too?
Yeah, ElvisHopper.com.
Post that. People need to see that.
If I could describe it, it would be awesome. If you guys could.
Okay,
show
so
like
they want.
Seconds.
So say,
shut up for 3 seconds, Showmeyer.
Sorry, I was just
fucking
recapping.
Interns.
The 7-foot-tall sculpture would feature Satan depicted in the form of Baphomet. A bearded, goat-headed, winged hominid with horns seated on a throne beneath a pentagram with two smiling children to either side.
That's my favorite part.
All right.
I always knew kids were evil. Now I know for
not
sure.
Not only that,
it looks like Obama.
But it doubles for a seat for anybody that wants to sit on Satan's lap and take pictures.
It's the same, bro. It's less evil than the Mall Santa. Like, seriously. And it doesn't smell like whiskey.
Satan will
it
give
says,
you
in addition
a seat for
to
you
representing
for photo
the
ops.
Satanic religion, the monument will also have a functional purpose as a chair where people of all ages may sit on the lap of Satan for inspiration and contemplation.
Yeah. As opposed to what?
Wait, can we wait, can
to
we
hang on fucking Jesus' rib cages and like a monkey bar?
What?
We won't have that.
No, you don't jump up and give Jesus a high five when he's close enough?
I always
do. YMCA right next to him with your friend?
Do pull-ups on the cross.
Yeah?
Jesus is the best road trip partner ever.
And put him, why not?
Four nails, you put him up anywhere.
So how why far not? Do they get with this?
Well, the group responsible for the proposed monument is the New York-based Satanic Temple. So it's...
New York our group. Evil.
It's our satanic.
And we're trying to put
it's
this in Oklahoma?
It's our
why don't we put it here?
What? Well, they have offshoots. It's like fucking the central.
I'm saying, but they're trying to put it in Oklahoma? Like, why don't we put it like.
Put it in my front yard.
Yeah, same. when I close my house, this room. Yeah.
If you'd like to post your all your satanic fucking sculptures, you can bring it to Jameson's house.
I think we have a name for the show. We have the Satan Hour. More like radio.com.
Hey, all Satan.
It actually doesn't say what else they have to do to get it.
They got. They said I read something like they had to raise $16,000 or something like that. I don't know.
That's it.
It's just a money thing.
I've got five on it.
I thought they were gonna sculpt this out of like marble.
What's even better is you keep reading though. There's like other groups that have come out now and they
I
want,
love that
they want
goat
statues.
Head. I actually did a whole entire like.
I'm getting a tattoo.
Oh, that oh, I'll have a better one. I'll get an image for you if you're gonna use that one.
No, I'm getting a goat head. I'm getting a goat head on the inside of my leg that says "I fuck for Satan."
You should I'll get you should get Jim Brewer as Goat Boy. That'd be better.
Have Jim Brewer come to the Paramount too.
March 8th, go. I'm going.
I'll go.
Right,
March 8th. I know. That's my birthday gift to me.
So Satanists are obviously a big hit in Oklahoma.
But that's, yeah, you know,
I hope they're a big hit with our
the,
audience because
that's
we're
the double-edged sword to having you know free speech here.
Right. I mean, if they can put
giant fucking Bible,
a giant dead guy on a cross somewhere, they
why
certainly
not?
Can put a goat with children. I mean, what's the difference?
If they
right?
can have a zombie. Why can't they have a petting zoo?
Right.
Yeah.
Next to a zombie.
And the flying spaghetti monster.
You are free to love and hate
whoever
here.
You want. Yeah.
Wherever you want.
That's my fucking. That's like my personal. I fucked with this bar. Fucking loving and hating half these fucking.
Free like, to love and hate all the patrons here. At
it
the
depends on what the day is and who's here.
And who are they really hurting? Satanists. Besides fucking Bible thumpers.
You think we could talk him into putting like padding on his lap so like he sits down and it's comfortable?
They probably would.
I would bring a blanket or something,
awful.
Just in
can
case.
Can we, if they get this bill, can we take an Elvis and Alfred road trip out there and like take pictures with it?
Absolutely.
We all have to sit on his lap at the same time, though.
You guys can put it in with the banana stand photos.
Nice. It's like we went to go see the Blue Banana Stand and scene.
And I'll be the kid pretending to cry. Just like sitting on Santa's lap.
I think it's great that they're actually making it a functional seat that you're allowed to sit on.
See, that's so much more practical than anything I've seen in Christianity.
Yeah, like, no one's going like, to scale a giant thing of Jesus.
I'm not allowed to sit on the Pope's gold throne. No.
Actually, the new Pope is pretty cool. He probably lets you do it.
He actually is a pretty cool
dude. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
He's very...
After fucking Emperor fucking Benedict.
He offered you the reach around when he molested you.
But I liked him too.
Because he looked evil?
No, because he was an ex-Nazi.
Yeah, that's true. Hitler's youth.
Oh, wait, with the Pope, the one before the old Pope?
The one that...
Pope Palpatine?
Yeah, the one that looked like he was
Emperor
a
Nazi. Pope Palpatine? Come on, right? Was he needed fucking...
He totally looked like Palpatine.
Yeah. Right? Emperor, right? He was a fucking the Emperor, man.
Dude, and then what's worse is, like, the whole, like, geek world blew up. The minute they showed a picture, I'm like, oh! Yep.
Yeah. I think he was Pope for like 12 hours before I saw the first photos of him with a hood on doing force lightning on someone.
I believe there's some shady business why he fucking left. That's not normal.
Why he just think?
He said he wanted to retire.
Definitely fucking shady business going on.
I didn't think popes were allowed to retire. I just thought
they
held the position until they died.
They did. Disposably. It was like a hand of God basically just pointed at you like, pink, pink,
God
you.
Picked you. And you're like, meh,
wait
I'm good.
You're telling me Catholicism fucked up again?
Oh my God. You heard it here first, internet!
We just broke a story here.
We did!
Broke the internet.
Someone get extra on the phone.
Ugh, stop.
Just give up with it, Joe. It died. Camera's gone. Died hours ago.
You have offended me, and I am upset, and you're paying for dinner.
Oh, my God. But I do.
What we got here?
Sorry, it's getting cold in here.
Really?
Rusty? Anything else to see?
I know, with the giant hat, you can't.
Speaking of being cold, you can talk about the guy that's a pussy.
I can't believe... I thought this was a fake story, but apparently it's true.
No, it's absolutely true.
Lions released to deal with the Hampton deer problem.
Wait,
hear about that? We have so many deer in Long Island.
That didn't happen. That was a fake story.
Apparently, you heard it here first. It was a fake story.
I thought you were going to talk about the guy fucking being too cold.
I thought it was fucking real. I thought I could have heard fucking news.
I knew it was fake. They did. They did bring it up. But it was fake the whole time. They fucking got fooled, too.
At the top of the page, does it say The Onion?
No.
I thought it was fucking true. I thought I heard on Dance Paper saying that.
But they also released this week, they released the locations and released the lines online. If you look on dancepapers.com, they tell you where they're releasing the lines.
Like, first off, it was supposed to be done already.
Yeah.
And if the lions, African lions, were released in this weather, they'd be dead.
I was going to say, they wouldn't do their job.
And then what would we do with the African lion problem? Who would we bring then?
Well, then we'd have to reintroduce more deer.
No, then we would have to reintroduce,
we'd have to have hippos.
Like,
and then we'd have a hippo problem.
Hippos are the natural enemy of fucking America.
We already do. We're on Long Island. Have you looked around lately?
I thought we would bring in at-ats or something.
Anyway, talk about the fucking guy that was freezing to death and went back to jail.
It's so cold in Kentucky.
That's not true.
How cold is it?
Fuck, I fell for it.
Alfred, are you mad about that?
Yeah, I fell for it.
You did.
I did. Like the burrito tunnel. I fucking fell for it.
All right.
The burrito tunnel.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
I fell for that
one too. Which one?
The burrito tunnel.
You never hear of the burrito tunnel?
No.
There's this whole pipeline, apparently.
Never happened.
Back in the 40s, during like World War I.
Okay.
This is a whole fucking hoax.
Okay.
And they used to fucking throw like these tubes of fucking messages like back and forth to fucking San Francisco to New York.
Okay.
And now that, you know, it's not used since fucking World War II or whatever, that the only thing they could send is something tube-like. So what's the only tube-like food you can send? Burritos.
Burritos.
So there was a burrito tunnel.
What about hot dogs?
Who wants a hot dog? You can get a fucking dirty dog here in New York.
That's what I'm saying, but they can't get them in San Francisco.
Yeah, but in San Francisco, yes, they can't get a dirty one.
Yeah, but what the hell?
That's not a New York one.
You know how many foods are shaped like dicks? The best kinds.
The best kinds!
I just want them all in my mouth at the same time.
If we're going to talk about this, Remy, we need your specialty.
So I fell for that hoax.
Is his specialty dick?
Yeah. It's touching dicks with Remy, Tuesday nights here at the Half Penny.
Anyway, can we fucking do this?
All right. So it's so cold in Kentucky that apparently an escaped prisoner decided to turn himself back in. Authorities say the inmate escaped from a minimum security facility in Lexington on Sunday. As temperatures dropped into low as single digits, Monday they said he walked into a motel and asked the clerk to call the police. Lexington Police spokeswoman Sherelle Roberts says 42-year-old Robert Vick of Hartford told the clerk he wanted to turn himself in to escape the Arctic air. Robert says Vick was checked out by paramedics and returned back to Blackburn Correctional Complex.
It's fucking cold out, man.
Dude, you escaped jail.
What was the actual temperature down in Kentucky?
Probably like 40.
They said wind chill readings were 20 below zero.
I'm sure
Monday.
It's pretty
in Kentucky?
Cold there. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's in the Midwest. It gets way colder than it does here in the East Coast.
It's like south
in the middle, away from the fucking ocean. You think?
Oh yeah, it gets way cold.
Plus,
yeah.
Those trailer parks create wind tunnels, and it gets really fucking cold.
See, now I heard a similar story about a man who robbed like a convenience store for like a dollar.
Oh, we're having a model shoot
just to go back to jail, right?
Well, he was he wanted to go to jail for the health care.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he was very sick,
so he robbed.
So he robbed a store for like a dollar. They arrested him, and now he is in jail.
Thanks, Obama.
He's getting,
not
you know,
this conversation, the model shoot.
Jameson, want to offer your professional opinion?
fuck you.
Hold on. I need to call my boyfriend. Cool. My boyfriend needs to get in this picture. Hold on a second.
That sucks.
The boyfriend?
I'm talking about this dude.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, dude, like, I mean, you're creative enough to get out of jail. I mean, yes, it is a minimum security.
Like, Shawshank himself out of there.
But, like, you're telling me you can't find a way to, like, get a homeless shelter?
Or find a jacket?
Something?
Or steal a space
find
heater?
Sleep in a dumpster? Like something?
That's right.
Why don't you go fucking the hobo style? Just stuff your shirt with fucking newspapers.
What's even better is, talk about bad luck. This guy fucking breaks out of jail in the coldest fucking week of the year.
Really?
And he's like, oh, I'm going
to
go back.
He's like, I just can't take all this warmth. I need to get out right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's 40 degrees below
zero.
He's
like, wait, there's no guards on duty. Yeah, no one came to work because it's fucking cold.
That's why it was so easy to break out.
He's no like, one came to where work. Where the fuck is everyone? All right.
I didn't want to come out today.
No.
I was not leaving. Cold. I was not leaving my room.
I had second thoughts. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I actually said, when, like, do you think Joe's coming here? I'm like, no, man. It's way
like,
too cold.
Why the fuck would he come out? It's freezing.
Because I'm a man of my word, and I told everyone I would, and I'm here. Me.
Yeah, you get on Twitter. You'll check that out next month.
I'm never going on Twitter again. You guys can rip me apart as much as you want.
You can find Jameson at JMO Cures Cancer. Make sure you follow us again on Facebook for all our updates at The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Did we do Adam and Eve yet?
Nah, fuck that shit. All
right.
Are
they still a part of that?
Yeah, we are, but I don't see anything from them. Do you see anything from them?
I just see Whopper Dongs in my immediate future, I guess.
Whopper Dongs?
Yeah. Like, dude, if you really want, you know what? Fuck it.
I
want
to throw something out.
Deal 10?
Here.
Uh-oh, Bill is evil.
Yeah,
you can actually
go
down to adamandeve.com.
How come she's not saying
for morelikeradio.com for all your masturbatory and what? Sexual desire needs?
She was like standing up on a stool. Why can't you pick one of the broken ones so she could fall on her ass?
Or get AIDS.
All right, so Whopper Dongs, dildos.
Speaking of AIDS, Phil's here.
Yeah. Then you can get it at adamandeve.com with our deal. Deal 48. DEAL and the number 48.
Is that right?
Yeah, deal 10 was the fucking...
Oh, yeah, no, that more 10.
More 10 was
yeah. So you get 50% off your first purchase.
Wow.
Whatever you want. And then
for all your masturbatory needs.
Gifts.
What's the website again?
AdamandEve.com.
I'm going.
Guys, give me a slogan about your pocket pussy.
Pocket pussies, man.
Yeah.
Or if you want to get really excited... The All-American Whopper Dong.
Whopper Dong.
That's right.
Is that like a Burger King Whopper?
It's like
well,
the All-American
it's
Challenge.
For the demographic that goes there.
It's a mouthful.
Big Black Dong.
Is that like Billy Big Mouth Bass?
Yes.
I don't think dong. I don't think it sings, but you never know. They got weird shit going
huge.
On.
See, I'm the kind of guy who would get that, and I would rewire it so that it would sing.
You just get it to point to people and start fucking give a solo.
I would hang it on the wall near my door, so when people came into my apartment, it would just come off the wall and go, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling."
No,
hello,
you have to make it so fucking just like cock slapped as they walked into your fucking front door.
AdamandEve.com, morelikeradio.com.
Gonna market that shit.
We need to get sponsors for our own show. That's what we gotta do.
Yeah, I need some numbers. I can fucking get some fucking options.
Numbers?
I need numbers.
You guys should hold a telethon.
Oh my god.
And have like famous people or not famous people come in and perform and do stuff and
like a variety show.
I didn't think this out.
I think Joe wants to volunteer with the Whopper Dong. Yeah. I think that's what he's getting to here.
You want me to donate a Whopper Dong? You want me to buy one?
You should play the Whopper
Dong.
You
should definitely you should totally donate it
like a flute.
Yeah. And then we'll fucking.
You should get iIgnite to sign a Whopper Dong, and we'll give it away.
We will give a Whopper Dong away, signed by the whole band of iIgnite.
And we're gonna do it at the strip club.
That is right.
See, we are marketing geniuses.
We are. iIgnite. We are on top of this.
We'll play a live show at the scene with a
Whopper Dong.
Whopper Dong signed by the show, used by Cinnamon.
Was that her name? I thought it was Brandy or fucking
champagne,
Petunia,
fucking peaches,
Shamu.
Yeah, man,
that too.
Little red Corvette, whoever her name was. Anyway, this is coming down to this episode for the Elvis and Alfred Show. Thank you for joining us. It's Joe Meyer. Thank you for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I love doing the show.
Hey, I'd never invite it again.
Hopefully,
I'll show myself out.
Joe has AIDS.
Stop down to Evil Flow Bar in Bayshore if you're in the Long Island area. Do check out
Saturday the 11th
for the acoustic set of iIgnite with the debut of It's Joe Meyer's guitar. I can't wait. Oh man, I'm not going to be there. I would love to see you solo though.
You're such a liar.
I want to be there.
I can't wait to not see you.
You see how well he sells that too? He's like, I can't wait to not go.
I will be
in spirit.
Yeah, I'll be there in spirit again.
Thanks,
sorry,
guys.
Buddy. But Friday night, make sure you can watch us. Jameson and I will definitely be there for Elmore show at the Emporium. There'll be a fucking good show for us.
What's the whiskey count?
4.
We'll say 37.
I think 4.
It's a good number.
But thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Do you want to bring it out?
Yeah, I'm going to go out. We're going to go out with our friends in Reggie and the Full Effect, who actually just put out a new album. No Country for Old Musicians.
Nice.
They're going to be doing a show in New York City at the... why can I never remember the place? Webster Hall, the fucking downstairs. What is it called?
Oh, the studio.
The studio at Webster Hall. So we'll be doing that in a couple of months. Check it out. They'll be going on tour.
I love the studio.
And we're going to go out with Congratulations, Smack and Katie, off of Under the Tray from 2003.
That's a great song. Yeah.
On your face, look and see what
That was Reggie in the Full Effect with Congratulations Smack and Katie off of Under the Tray. It was a great night tonight. Check into us next week.
That's right. Thank you again. Thank you, Joe Meyer. See you guys next week.
Kill it.